It certainly is. Andy Lowne, lovely to talk to you from the UK Planetary Society. We'll make a regular thing of this, I think, our update on alien worlds. Maybe do it every 11 years. I don't know. Talking of alien worlds, the world in which John Holmes exists, very alien to most of us.
Well, that's alienating, certainly.
Are you offended? Everyone's offended today.
Are they? Why?
Oh,
what are they offended about now?
Oh, this Alu Akbar thing. You know, everyone. It's what we do now. We just get offended in this country.
I thought there was some very funny tweets about that Alu Akbar thing.
Are they tweets that you could mention on air?
Well, yes, because they're in the newspapers this morning when people just come. What do you expect them to shout? Avon calling and things. And
that would be more chilling.
It would be more chilling. That would be weird. What an attack by a paramilitary wing of Avon sellers.
Indeed.
You'd never answer your door again if that happened.
Absolutely not. Well, so what's coming up on your show?
Well, I'll shout that probably at some point.
Avon calling.
There's a game of Dead or Alive in which you can win some meat and or veg. We're not racist.
I like that you're introducing vegetables.
It's organic veg.
Got a horrible feeling. I shouldn't answer this question. What sort of vegetables?
It's a box of organic vegetables.
Oh, really?
That's what. Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
You're giving into the PC nonsense.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm catering for all. You know, at least no one ever asks for it, apart from yesterday when someone went for it. But normally it's the meat. It's Game of Dead or Alive. There's what else is there? That's the usual thing. There's a lonely lunch person being inducted.
I went to the supermarket after the show yesterday, and I was getting some. We had a bit of a health kick at home, and I was buying all these vegetables and fish and it was the most miserable, grim basket of healthy food. And a woman in front of me had a bottle of wine and two big steaks, and I said to her, you've got a much better meal tonight than me, haven't you? I just thought, I was just looking at her.
You should have swapped it surreptitiously, picked up her bag.
Yeah, you know, here's some stir fry, enjoy. Anyway, that's all coming up with John Holmes after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio, assuming we're still on air after John Holmes' show. Do not shout those words on air.
Avon calling.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. And look, Victoria's here. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Cameron makes light of his corruption gaffe. The EU blocks Three's takeover of O2. And Karen Brady condemns an attack on Man U.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister has made a joke in the Commons of being overheard describing Nigeria and Afghanistan as fantastically corrupt.
First of all, I better check the microphones on before speaking. It's probably a good idea.
David Cameron is hosting an anti-corruption summit tomorrow. Earlier, the president of Nigeria answered yes when asked by a journalist if his country is corrupt. Maggie Murphy is from Transparency International.
There's certainly no doubt that both countries have huge problems with corruption, and they have done for many years. I think what maybe he didn't allude to, what the Prime Minister didn't mention, was that both countries are actually putting in quite a lot of effort, especially in recent months, to try to put an end to corruption in those countries.
It comes as the Foreign Secretary has admitted it got a bit stressful during a recent state visit to the UK by China's president. Despite the Queen being picked up on a microphone yesterday describing Chinese officials as very rude, Philip Hammond insists relations remain strong. Three says it's considering a legal challenge after a decision that blocks its takeover of O2 in the UK. Hutchison, which operates Three, says it's deeply disappointed. EU regulators have been examining the proposed £10 billion deal. Europe's Competition Commissioner, Margaret Vestager, says she has big problems with it.
Our investigations revealed significant competition concerns. It would very likely have led to higher prices and less choice for UK consumers.
Gordon Brown says leaving the EU would trigger an employment rights backlash. In a speech in London, the ex-Prime Minister said membership protects workers and prevents a dog-eat-dog market.
Underpinning the European Union and the social chapter and the social policy is this view that we must prevent a race to the bottom where the good-paying country or employer or company is not undercut by the bad, and the bad is not undercut by the worst.
Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's taken the Leave campaign's battle bus to Cornwall, where he addressed crowds brandishing a bunch of asparagus and a pasty. He told voters he wanted to make the 24th of June Independence Day for Britain. West Ham vice chairman Baroness Brady says she condemns the behaviour of some fans outside Upton Park after the Manchester United team coach was attacked. Four police officers were injured. Police are now reviewing CCTV of the incident, which led to kick-off in the Premier League match being delayed by 45 minutes. One of the main celebrations to mark the Queen's 90th birthday has been cancelled because of torrential rain. Part of the Royal Windsor Hall show had to be called off because of a waterlogged car park. Almost an inch of rain fell in West London in just 6 hours. And the Duke of Cambridge has admitted he was lazy when he was a student. Prince William, who was opening a new library at Oxford's Magdalen College, joked he wasn't a regular while at university.
Is it Magdalen College?
Is it?
Yeah. So I think it's Magdalen in Oxford, but Magdalen Cambridge. I think that's correct. But they're both spelt the same. Just saying, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Yesterday it was Hiroshima and the Savoy Hotel.
I didn't say the Savoy.
The Savoy Hotel.
Call it the Savoy.
One thing on your mind.
I called it the Savoy.
Yeah, yeah. And then
but I corrected Magdalen. Myself later.
Magdalen. No, just helping out.
All right,
just
thanks.
Helping out.
You're
also,
so
you know,
kind.
I know. You know, you mentioned an inch of rain falling.
Oh my God, what?
No, I was just saying. I struggled here. Right? I've tweeted a picture of how I had to get across.
Did you drown?
A puddle. Right, because there was a puddle blocking the entire path along the Thames, where I get, and I had to climb on a fence and
scramble. Are you sure it wasn't the Thames?
Oh, now you come to mention it. Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe that was exactly it. Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Warm and fine for much of...
It's raining! Do you not listen?
Finish my sentence!
Do you not listen to your own news? You just said an inch of rain had fallen, torrential rain.
John Holmes, let me finish my sentence. Warm and fine for much of Scotland. That's not here.
Scotland.
Oh, my God. Mostly cloudy and humid in the south with bright spells and thundery showers. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Here's the sport with someone.
Talk Ben. Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Ben. Good afternoon. We'll start with some bad news for Crystal Palace in Wales.
He's turned
it's been
up today, then.
Joe Ledley broke his leg during Saturday's match at Stoke.
Leg.
He'll miss the FA Cup final and almost certainly sit out next month's Euro 2016 tournament. Among tonight's Barclays Premier
He's
League fixtures, Sunderland host
coffee.
Everton
yeah,
in Talk Sports live commentary
desk.
Game.
Weird.
The Wearside club would secure their top flight status with a win and relegate Newcastle and Norwich. After watching his side beat Chelsea at the weekend, Black Cats boss Sam Allardyce says they can't afford to take anything for granted.
I hope there's not a feeling out there that it's this game is a foregone conclusion. It'll be anything but that. And I think that Everton have been criticised for the performance against Leicester, and I think that will get a reaction.
Finally, Andy Murray plays his first match since his mutual split with coach Amelie Mauresmo this afternoon. He begins his Italian Open tennis campaign against Kazakhstan's Mikhail Kukushkin.
Finish.
That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Ben. Loving your work.
Talk Radio.
Unloading 9 bags of shopping from the car in one trip? Surely not! You take a sip of Lucozade Energy and realise, I can do this. 9 is nothing. Load me up, you cry, striding up the garden path before unlocking the front door with your chin. Lucozade Energy. Find your flow.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the John Holmes Show.
Welcome. It is Antichrist in December. Technology. If you are a lonely what lunch, which was left damaged by the smoke, then this is your moment.
Fire.
Friend and colleague.
And he got killed.
Jigsaws.
John is just telling the time too often.
You are the most naked person in this film. Well, there he is. But he sort of comes dressed for the beach.
This is a commercial radio station. The ads are important.
Mm-hmm. No one knows which is which.
Next to a barge or a badge.
Chris Evans accused.
To be clear, a washing machine made of glass was moved into the yard. And that's the big story everyone's talking about.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello then, welcome and good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the aforementioned afternoon. I am John Holmes, and first of all, a very special welcome if you are visiting Britain from the for the Corruption Summit, and you're over here from Nigeria or Afghanistan. You'll be meeting David Cameron, of course, and the Archbishop of Canterbury from the government and the church, respectively. Historically, two of the most corrupt institutions in the world. I suppose at least David Cameron's Corruption Summit, though, is in Britain rather than, you know, offshore. Hello, here is... let's do it. Hello, or in Afghan, salam, hello in Nigerian. Greetings, beloved friend. Permit me of my desire of this email. My uncle has $2 million in bank in Africa. To release funds, he needs advance of transfer. Please send bank details. You will please have 20% of sum in thank you for help response. Please can you confirm with respect at earliest soon convenience. That's hello in Nigerian. Anyway, hello, I am John Holmes, and this is the afternoon on Talk Radio. No one would say anything bad. Oh, by the way, hello if you're visiting from China, which, of course, no one would say anything bad about China. What?
Mm-hmm.
What, the Queen? The Queen?
Yeah.
Has she? Oh. Well, it's not as bad as what Prince Philip said that time, is it? Shall I do hello in Chinese? Think I should do that?
Yeah.
Because it's fine, isn't it? I don't see the problem with it. Everyone moans about it. When I said this in the office earlier, everyone went, no, don't say hello in Chinese. Right?
Do it.
Because people say it's like, you know, you can't do that accent.
Oh, right.
And we've had this before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
You know, why is it wrong? Why is it wrong, right, for me to say hello in a Chinese accent, but perfectly fine for me to say hello in a French accent?
I don't know.
I mean, no one's explained it.
Well, I don't think it's wrong, but some sad people who love moaning do.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. When they stop their human rights abuses, I'll stop doing the accent. How old? It seems fair. Anyway, it's Wednesday. It seems fair, doesn't it? Human rights abuses, funny accents, fine. It's Wednesday the 11th of May, and I expect you are positive. I'm just like being like the Queen. Positively ambivalent about what's coming up on today's radio equivalent of a police apology over a pretend shouting terrorist. Headline hijack is on the way. That is a hijack that's not mocked up in a Manchester shopping centre, but instead a real one involving the news at 2 o'clock. We'd like you to make it up. A new story, please. please get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you want.
And you could find your made-up news lie coming out of Victoria's mouth.
Yeah.
There's another lonely luncher inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, of course, as well this afternoon. That's Lonely Lunch Club. Get in touch if you are lunching alone for any reason. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your tweet with the word lunch.
And we will we'll call you back and genuinely be your virtual friend and colleague. Available at your behest to chit, that's chit, about this and chat about that. Work experience punditry as Ellie returns with her fashionable beard rammed full of hipster nonsense. There's a chance to win some meat or veg, we're not racist, in a game of dead or alive. We discover new music in 20-second showcase. You'll have the news in haikus, the big debate at 3. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think today. Do the people think gunpowder or earwigs? There's the diversity paper review today. It's a Jewish one. And Ginger Dave, by the way, not producing.
Oh.
He's away again.
Oh.
He's away again, bothering students. So Asprodcast isn't technically through the glass at the moment, but she is supposedly producing, so she'll probably turn up soon. Chloe's on buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria is licking the news lolly.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Paid intern Cornelius is saying hello in a Chinese accent.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio Wednesday afternoon Talk Radio thing from Talk Radio. It's 12 minutes past 1 o'clock. Music.
Distant echo of faraway voices boarding faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The glazed dirty steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts. Cold, uninviting, partially naked, except for toffee wrappers and this morning's papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow, they tell of tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in the tube station at midnight. Fumble for change and pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum, but behind me are whispers in the shadows, gruff blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? I say I've got a little money and a takeaway curry. I'm on my way home to my wife. She'll be pulling out the cutlery, you know she's expecting me. Polishing the glasses and pulling out the cork. And I'm down in the tube station at midnight. Now I could smell their breath.
They smell of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me. It took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather blended in with the weather. Fill my eyes, ears, nose and mouth of doctor. My senses couldn't see, hear, speak any longer. And I'm down in the tube station at midnight. I said I was down in the tube station at midnight.
It's the Bad Shepherds, and down in the tube station at midnight, that is the cover, of course, of the classic. It's 16 minutes past one, you are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and you'll have noticed we were just saying a moment ago that Asprod Cass, who is producing, isn't through the glass today, because she's having to edit a thing outside, right? So, we haven't got a producer. So we've decided to act like children, and Cornelius is jumping up and down on a sofa. Woo! In the studio. Yeah, I'm going to come and join you before she gets it, because this looks like fun. And like technically, like if she isn't here, we don't have to do a show, do we?
So yeah,
I might as well just come and.
No one's producing anything. Whee!
We're just jumping on a sofa rather than do a show. It's a lot more fun.
What if are you doing? You will break your necks. Get down.
All right, Cass.
Go sit over there. Right. You should know better. Right. He is a 50-year-old man.
I'm not!
Sit down. Look, you're out of breath.
We were just doing the radio show.
You weren't here. We didn't know what to do.
You weren't doing the radio show, though, were you? Listen to you. Out of breath.
I'm not out of breath. That's Cornelius doing the heavy breathing.
Actually, John, I had a phone call like that the other day.
Do you recognise that sound?
I do. It's very familiar and unsettling.
Do you recognise those weird eyes looking in through your window?
Stop it.
Like a sort of...
I literally can't stop heavy breathing.
Anyway, we didn't do anything. We just carried on with the show while you went here.
Nobody likes feet on seats.
It's today's big story. Ask me why I was playing Bad Shepherds.
Why were you playing Bad Shepherds?
Well, Cornelius, I'll tell you, because that's a song by The Jam, isn't it? It was a cover version of a song by The Jam.
Yeah, great song.
Right. By The Jam, that was.
The Jam.
Yeah. And where'd you find Jam?
In traffic?
No.
On the roads?
No, in a cake.
In a cake?
Yes, and the reason I play that is because a cake, it's the big story, a cake has saved a man's life.
Why didn't you just play Cake, the band?
Shut up. Man has spine saved by Jamaican ginger cake. He's on a motorbike.
Yeah.
He got hit a car. It flipped him off. He landed on his back. Mm-hmm. But saved. But you're just having a drink.
Yeah.
Fine. Saved. We're on the radio.
I'm very tired.
Okay. It was saved because he landed on a Jamaican ginger cake he'd got in his backpack.
What? And that saved him from what?
That saved him. He says it saved his life.
Saved him from death.
It cushioned his fall. But of course, this is just the tip. I've been looking at this, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Because all along, food life saving is now a booming business.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because it's a cheap way of saving lives with food. I mean, it goes right back, of course, to in history. Do you remember the story of Robert the Bruce?
No.
Being chased by the yes, you do from school. Sure, did you go to school?
Yes.
Anyway, Robert the Bruce was famously hiding in a cave from his chasers.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And he was able to hide because a spider baked a Victoria sponge in the entrance. And then when the army ran past, they didn't see him.
No.
It's just one example from history. I'll give you another example from history. I mentioned it earlier, the Titanic, didn't I? I said about the Titanic.
Mm.
The survivors of the Titanic, because there were some, the only reason they survived was because they were able to cling on to soup from the ship's tureen.
Tureen.
But it's interesting, this, because there's a whole history of life-saving food. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Cass?
You're getting nothing from me today after that.
I need to speak to someone who's an expert in food life-saving, probably. He's a chef or something.
A toast guard.
Shut up, Con. Stop heavy breathing. All right, okay.
Fine. Right, we'll talk about the big story. We'll talk about life-saving cake next on Talk Radio.
Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3 foot sheet of half inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still severe delays through Berkshire on the London-bound M4 with the road closed from Junction 13 at Cheveley up to 11 at Reading. It's after a lorry overturns. They're now doing accident investigation works. There are two lanes closed on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire near Junction 16 at Daventry. There's a breakdown there. In West Sussex, the northbound side of the M23 currently has a lane shut at Junction 11 for Pease Pottage. That's to deal with a breakdown. And through Bear Regis, the A35 has been shut both ways at the Shell roundabout. That's the latest. I'm Sarah Tilley.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time. It is Talk Radio, of course, and being Talk Radio, you can react at it. It's where we have react. You can, if you've got a reaction, react it in this direction. Cornelius, you've got some reactions
that
coming in.
Yeah, lots coming in, John. Mr. Kettle says, well, that's typical of Mr. Pop, bringing race into it.
Yeah.
And Office Gossip says that Cass fancies Johnny.
Right, it's 24 minutes past that time I mentioned a moment ago. And, of course, we are talking about the big story of the afternoon. It's the one that everyone is talking about. It's of a man who fell off his motorbike and says his life was saved by a Jamaican ginger cake. He's a teenager. He's called Reese. He was travelling along Bolton Road in Farnworth when he crashed into a car, flipped over the car, landed on a Jamaican ginger cake that was about his person. It wasn't just passing. But this, of course, as we've mentioned, is just the tip of the icing, really. A little cake reference there.
Yeah, good one.
Thanks. In life-saving food, and we've got Cass had to try and find a man, an expert on life-saving food. He's on the telephone now. His name's Mike. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. Now, this is an interesting story, isn't it? A man saved by cake. I mean, is that something you're familiar with? You're a chef, am I right?
Yeah. I'm a professional chef. Yeah, I've been for about 15 years now. So, but I also take a keen interest in life-saving food.
Yes.
You know, many examples, John. Many examples going back as far as 1998. In 2004, for example,
yep.
An American tourist got stranded in the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Luckily, though, what he was able to do was to fashion a sort of makeshift raft from unopened packets of Doritos.
Yeah.
And all the sticks from the corn dogs that he'd eat on the way down.
Yeah.
He sort of tied those together, made a makeshift raft, and was able to kind of paddle himself to safety.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned canyons, because there's that film, wasn't there, where a man fell in a canyon, got his arm trapped behind a rock, and was able to saw through it with some beef jerky, wasn't he? He just got the edge of it and managed to cut through his arm, didn't he, with a packet of beef jerky.
Did he lubricate it with some margarine as well, I think?
That's exactly right, margarine in his pack, didn't he, and was able to, that's how he cauterised the wound, isn't it,
with
flora. We were talking, history tells us, doesn't it, that Robert the Bruce was in a cave, his life was saved when a spider baked a Victoria sponge over the entrance, and I wonder if that's, you know, is it particularly cakes that are more life-saving than other foodstuffs in your experience?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the more dense the cake, I would imagine, you know, the greater its life-saving properties. You know, maybe a carrot cake, for example, with the extra fruit, might sort of provide more protection.
Carrots, not fruit.
Against the impact.
Yeah.
No, but in a carrot cake, you would add extra raisins, etc.
Would that make it more helpful in the event of an accident, then?
I presume it would provide more protection against something like maybe a lemon drizzle cake, which, because it's so soft, I think it would just, you know, offer very little protection, really.
Yeah.
That's why this man probably did quite well with his ginger cake, obviously, a notoriously dense sponge in the ginger cake. So I think that's where he went right. You know, if that had been maybe a Jaffa cake, might not have been there to tell the tale.
It could have been fatal, yeah. I mean, what's... there's a question now, of course. I mean, you'll be aware of this, I know, but a lot of ships are now... legislation's just coming in that ships have to carry omelettes because they float. Big omelettes float on water, don't they? And obviously they're cheaper than... lifeboats, and that you can roll them up to store them on the side of boats. So I just wonder what's the thinking behind that? I mean, how, you know, can an omelette, if big enough, how many people could you fit on a big omelette?
Well, I mean, you know, how long's a piece of string? But, you know, if you made the biggest omelette you could, you know, presumably ship's kitchen would have a really big pan, so maybe, I don't know, anything up to maybe four people, I would imagine.
What sort of omelette are we looking at? I mean, you know, are all omelettes able to support people on water, or is it not a plain one, or a...
No, I mean, plain, almost in a way, ironically, would be better than something like cheese or ham, because that would obviously sink straight away. I think I've done a little bit of research on this, actually, and I think mushroom is the way forward. Very buoyant.
Yeah,
A mushroom, especially a raw mushroom. If you were able to not cook those mushrooms before you added them into the omelette, then you'd get a lot of extra buoyancy.
Yeah. I mentioned very quickly, because we were talking about water, Grace, you remember the story of Grace Darling? She was the lighthouse keeper's daughter, wasn't she? She was 1838, and you remember this?
Yeah.
And she grabbed, didn't she, a young girl, and there was a shipwreck out to sea and a terrible storm. She grabbed a bit of Kendall mint cake from her dad's cupboard and paddled that to the hold ship and got the sailors on it, didn't she? Which is an incredible feat for a young girl like that.
And, you know, quick thinking, bravery.
Yeah.
It's an example for us all, really, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it ended badly, of course, because the exhausted sailors were so hungry that they ate the Kendall mint cake. So equally, their life raft and everyone drowned. But they drowned full.
Yeah, well.
They drowned full.
Exactly. I mean, you know, that's sailors for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, thank you very much. That's really, really helpful. Thank you very much. That's Mike. He's a life-saving... He bakes life-saving food. He's an expert. And if you've got a thought about the life-saving properties of baked goods, then we do want to hear from you this afternoon. That's a big story, that is. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on the
Start your message with any word you like.
It's 1:30, it's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Nigeria's president says there's no need for David Cameron to apologise for his corruption gaffe yesterday. The Prime Minister was caught describing the country as one of the most corrupt in the world. But Muhammadu Buhari, who's arrived in London for a summit on the issue tomorrow, seems to agree with him.
Would you like to see an apology from the Prime Minister?
No, no, not at all.
Is Nigeria fantastically corrupt?
Yes.
Are you laughing?
Funny.
Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy says both sides made great efforts over last year's Chinese state visit after the Queen was caught on camera describing the Republic's officials as very rude. The European Commission has blocked mobile operator 3's proposed takeover of O2. It says it was worried about a fall in competition and a potential rise in prices for customers. The Culture Secretary, John Whittingdale, has denied claims he wants to prevent the BBC from screening popular shows at peak viewing times. He's confirmed his long-awaited plans for the future of the corporation will be put before the Commons tomorrow. West Ham owner David Sullivan has apologised to Manchester United for any damage to their team bus after it was attacked by some Hammers fans at Upton Park last night. He says any supporters found to have been involved will receive lifetime bans. 4 police officers were injured. A new female emojis have been designed by Google, including engineers, farmers, plumbers and chemists. They're aimed at promoting gender equality after concern too many of the characters look like men. The weather warm and fine for much of Scotland, mostly cloudy and humid in the south with bright spells and thundery showers. Highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's okay, John Holmes.
It's marvellous.
Thanks.
Good. Right, it's still to come. Of course, we'll meet a lonely lunch person who will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If that's you and you are lunching alone, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m, take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, what he said. And you are reacting to this big story this afternoon. Thank you for your reactions. This is, of course, of the man. It's in the paper. The man who says his back was saved by a Jamaican ginger cake when he fell off his motorbike. And we were talking about the notions of life-saving baked goods. What's coming in, Cornelius, on the reaction?
Lots
there.
Coming in,
lots
John.
Lots coming in.
Worried mother says she won't leave the house without a flump.
I've got some thoughts coming in as well. Someone said, John, I went to a talk at my local fire station, and while they started off with the usual about smoke detectors and so on and so forth, at the end they handed out strings of sausages because they make fine emergency ropes.
Yeah.
if you're stuck in your house and there's a fire on the ground floor, the fire engine. So, and what you throw the sausages out the window, climb down and enjoy a lovely barbecue.
Yeah, because they cook on the way down.
That was implied. John, do you remember, this isn't new at all, the food saving lives. Back in the old days, do you not remember, this is from Jake, miners used to take lamb chops, didn't they, in cages into the mines to detect gas. And if the chop died, then they knew there was gas. And,
yeah.
And it wasn't safe, of course. And we've all seen the footage on the news today of the testing of the giant soufflés. To the fire brigade put in place should someone be trying to jump from a building.
Just
great big souffles. Anyway, your thoughts and experiences, really, of life safe. If your life has ever been saved by a foodstuff, then do tell us the story. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, if you're a regular hearer of this, you will know that at 2 o'clock, the news happens. And, as it just did but 5 minutes ago, it will come out of Victoria's mouth. We'd like you to put something alien in Victoria's mouth. To quit a made-up news story. Of course, the news is true, isn't it? You know, when you, you hear the news...
Yeah,
you
no,
think,
it's true.
You think, oh, that's true, because it's in the news. However, at 2 o'clock every day, no, it isn't, because one of the stories is a made-up news lie. And we invite you to fib, fabricate and fake that news lie. And the reason? Well, because it confuses those who aren't listening to this bit. If you've got a colleague that's popped out for lunch, just nipped out, not listening to this bit, get back to their desk at 2, for example, flip the radio on, they hear the news, and they go, oh, it's Victoria with the news. The news is true. And then they go, that's weird at the end, because that one didn't sound true, but it must be because it's in the news. That's how Headline Hijack works, and we want you to make the story up and be this very day's victor in Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Fine. So, what have you got, Cornelius? What's coming in?
Lots coming in.
Lots
according
coming in again.
To Nigel from yesterday, he said petrol prices have reached an all-time average today. The cost of oil is said never to have never been so far away from being expensive or cheap.
The Chinese government have responded to the Queen's claims that Chinese officials are rude by holding up their middle finger at her. And making that other hand gesture at Prince Philip. Just after what he said about them years ago. Do you remember when he said that thing? Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
No, that's how they do it to us, don't they? The opposite.
Opposite. Yeah. Oh, I see. So you did that.
No, let's move on.
So you did that.
Yeah, I did.
You did that. With
what
fingers.
They'll do is they'll do that, and it's offensive. This is the opposite.
Yeah.
Because it's closer together.
Yeah. And sort of round.
Yeah.
Okay. What else have we got?
To celebrate Bernie Sanders having won the West Virginia primary election, KFC are to print the candidate's face on all their packaging. This is according to Sam. She says the fast food restaurant have supported Sanders throughout his campaign as he is the grandson of the company's founder. Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Following last week's announcement that Kasabian are going to play a gig at Leicester City's King Power Stadium to celebrate their title win, Leicester's title win, Serge of Kasabian has said that permission has now been granted for the band to smelt down the Premier League trophy, this is from Dan, into a steel drum to use during the performance. You've touched that trophy, haven't you?
I have, yeah, when it was in the other day.
It came in this very office.
Yeah, a couple of weeks
because we share an office with TalkSport and they were getting all excited over it. And the rules say that you're not allowed to touch the trophy
unless you've won it.
Yeah, so we decided to test that out by sending Cornelius to go and try and touch it, and you were successful.
Yeah, they let me touch the ribbons.
Yeah,
and then
you got in a sneaky feel.
Yeah, behind the ribbons, yeah. I gripped it.
Yeah,
I could have knocked it over.
Yeah. You managed to touch it without anyone really noticing.
Yeah,
you're
like
the Dave Lee Travis of Premier League trophies. That trophy in years to come, no. Right? We'll go to the police about you, and then we'll hear the truth.
Yeah, other trophies will come forward.
The other trophies that may have been touched by you have to come forward. So the Premier League one, the FA Cup, has come forward. Yep, Cornelius touched me in an office.
It was different times, John.
It's still wrong. It's still wrong. And it should never come back. You listen to Talk Radio. We'll meet a lonely luncher. Next, it's 20 to 2.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up. Juggle life with study. Keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Still severe delays through Berkshire on the London-bound M4 with the road closed from Junction 13 at Cheveley up to 11 at Reading. It's after a lorry overturns. They're now doing accident investigation works. There are two lanes closed on the southbound M1 in Northamptonshire near Junction 16 at Daventry. There's a breakdown there. In West Sussex, the northbound side of the M23 currently has a lane shut at Junction 11 for Pease Pottage. That's to deal with a breakdown. And through Bear Regis, the A35 has been shut both ways at the Shell roundabout. That's the latest. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is, well, you know, funnily enough, what they said in that bit of production, it's Talk Radio. Some of your reactions coming in, though, of course, don't forget, Talk Radio is the home of reaction, and we welcome your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Here's some that have come in.
Alu Akbar has come in from a mock terrorist.
Yeah.
And Alu Akbar has come in from a real terrorist.
Thank you very much. Keep your reactions coming in. If you have them, you can send them to that thing what I just said then as well. So then, Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I don't know whether you've seen this as well. We were going to set up today's... where's the story? I've got a story here. This is a shocking piece of... I don't know if you've seen this.
Story, not
absolutely
story.
Shocking piece of news, this. The actress Minnie Driver,
mm-hmm.
Right, accused of throwing paint at a neighbour's house, right? So Minnie Driver has been accused by her neighbour of throwing baby food jars of black paint at her neighbour's house, okay, and I, you know, it's one of those things where you think, well, that's weird, but then you go, maybe it isn't. Maybe Minnie Driver, because she's a bit under the radar, isn't she?
Yeah,
Minnie Driver. She's not, you know, she was in Good Will Hunting, I think, wasn't she?
I have no idea.
Okay, she's an actress and songstress.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Okay, fine. Well, there you go. That's my point. See, she's sneaked under the radar, right? And so if you wake up with baby jars full of black paint all over the front of your house, the chances are it's Minnie Driver just going around in the night dipping into a rucksack that she's filled with baby, because she gets baby jars. She takes them, you know, the phrase taking candy from a baby.
Yes,
right. That started with Minnie Driver, the actress Minnie Driver, because what she did was she'd see a baby with candy first and just take it from them And the actual, the whole phrase is, that's as easy as Minnie Driver taking candy from a baby. And then she graduated onto jars of baby food. So you've seen babies just scooping food out of jars.
Yeah.
And that's what they eat. But Minnie Driver just runs past just nicking the jars of baby food, takes them home, fills them with black paint, which isn't paint, actually. The press have got this wrong. It's one of Minnie Driver's qualities, apart from being an actress and a songstress, as I said, is that she can squirt octopus ink from her teats.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what she does is she gets the... That's teats. She gets the baby jars, and she scoops the remnants of the food out, and then squirts her own ink into the jars, and then goes around throwing it at neighbours' houses.
The mime you were doing there was excellent.
Well, Cass, hello.
Do I have to come in there and sit through the entire show to stop this from happening?
Sorry.
What, from Minnie Driver?
Sorry, Mum, it's not my fault. It's, you know, the actress Minnie Driver squirts octopus ink from her teats into stolen jars of baby food and throws them at her neighbour's house. Anyway, today's texting is this. What else could we blame Minnie Driver for? Because that one's pretty weird. What else could we blame Minnie Driver for? Blame Minnie Driver for anything. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
On Teeter.
Start your message with Minnie Driver.
This has already come in, which is what led me down this path. Minnie Driver was responsible for shooting Archduke Franz Ferdinand, thus triggering the beginning of the First World War. Minnie Driver.
That was Minnie Driver.
It was Minnie Driver. Do keep keep those coming in. What would you like to blame the actress Minnie Driver for? That is today's texting. Now, though, we must enter a realm, and that realm...
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Is the realm of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is Lonely Lunch Club, of course. It's where we meet someone who is lunching alone. Now, if you are lunching alone and you want to get on the list for Lonely Lunch Club and become its next member, then do get in touch with us on... if I say it, you're going to say the thing again. It actually annoys me now.
Do you want me to say it all?
I don't really want you to say it at all. But if I say 87222...
I'll have to say, start your message with the word talk.
So get in touch, and you could be entering the Lonely Lunch Club. Today, someone else is doing just that. They're on the telephone. Hello, who is that on the telephone?
It's Tony.
Tony, hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hello there. Good. So, Tony, you are lunching alone?
I certainly am, for my shame.
Oh, I see. Oh. And why is it shameful, and why are you lunching alone, Tony?
Well, I don't seem to have any friends. That's the shame of it.
That is the shame.
I'm actually taking a break. I'm a comedy musician, and I'm taking a break from sort of working in the studio.
Oh, okay.
I was just listening in, and I thought I'd share my loneliness with the gathering throng.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for doing so. That is the point of it, of course. And what we can do, Tony, as you know, is we can be your virtual friend and or colleague, and we are available as in a workplace to chit about this and chat about that. Any subject Marvelous. Of your choosing, really. First of all, though, before we do that, tell us a little bit about your comedy songwriting, then. When did you start doing that?
Oh, a few years ago, and I've sort of toured around and do parodies and various things like that.
Yes.
And write songs for the people and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's your big hitter at the moment? What's your big song parody hitter of the current time?
The one that's sort of doing well, sort of because I tour with them as well, is one called Baby with the Bingo Wings.
Good.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah?
No.
Good. Okay, good. And that's popular live, is it?
That's very popular live.
Has it got any swearing in it?
No, it hasn't.
Good,
no.
that's the good news, because I was going to say, could you give us a quick blast of it?
I'd rather not at the moment, because I'm so miserable, because I'm alone.
Fine, all right then.
That's fine.
Well, you don't have to, it's fine.
That's fine.
Fine, just fine. Fine, whatever. You know, no wonder that you're alone, really, if you just won't do what people ask. What are you having for lunch? That's a question.
Well, bearing in mind what I've been listening, I'm having chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake.
Interesting.
Chocolate cake and coffee.
The programme is now themed, of course. You heard about the man having his life saved by Jamaican ginger cake, of course, earlier on.
I did indeed. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, what subject can we chat to you about, would you say? Again, it's up to you, because we can now role-play a role-play exercise.
Well, I was listening to the show and various topics. I wanted the French accent off you.
The what, sorry?
The French accent. You tried the Chinese accent.
Yes.
You weren't going anywhere with the French accent. I wanted to hear that.
Oh, did you? Well, again, you wouldn't entertain my request of your song, would I? So I'm not sure it's fair for me to... To bring you French accent. I mean, do you think it's a good topic of conversation though, isn't it? This, I think we've hit on something here. Do you think, right, it's wrong for what, or why is it wrong for people to do certain accents which are then considered racist, right? But other accents aren't. Why is that, do you think? This is good banter.
Sometimes people are so damn miserable.
Yes. Mm.
That's pure and simple.
Do you think all accents should be fair game?
No.
Well, I believe under the new sort of EU ruling, they will be.
Yeah, well, both opinions are available. That'll be interesting to see if suddenly we can do any... No. I'm serious, though. I do think it's really weird that we can do Scottish. I can go, sort of, you know, we've talked about this before, but I can literally sort of say, oh, Scotland, ach, I the new...
So when you say you can do Scottish...
Well, I can do an approximation of it. And I could do a bit of, you know...
The French. Les fromages de Belfort, les songes et dans l'arbre.
Right? Sort of French. Right? And I can do that. Then I can do Birmingham. All right there. How are you? Right? But I can't, can I? If I was to do Indian...
Yeah, you can't do it. As you just said, you can't do it. So yeah, now you know.
Yeah,
you can't
but there's a rule that says society says I can't do that.
Yeah.
For some reason, that's considered racist. But if I do another one from a different country, which is all, just like India is, that's not racist. And I don't understand why.
Well, society said so, John.
And I know there's a minority. There's a question of minorities here, and sometimes you go, well, in terms of India. They're a minority, and that's why. But Chinese, which also you would frown at if I did that, although now the Queen says it's fine to be rude to the Chinese people, right? There's billions of Chinese people, so they're not a minority.
Yeah.
It's a minefield, isn't it?
I think it's basically because when you probably do your Indian, it sounds Welsh, and you're offending the Welsh.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't really considered that. And they are a minority. That's a fair point, isn't it? Yeah.
they are indeed.
So what does the rest of the day hold in store for you?
Well, I'll probably listen a bit more to you over my cake and coffee.
Good.
And then I'll sort of get back in the studio and work on some new stuff.
Good.
What are the names of your new songs?
The new songs are... There's a sort of novelty song about coughing, and there's one about being unlucky. There's sort of stuff like that.
Right.
We'll see how they pan out.
Yeah, well, we look forward to you not singing them to us in the future. Thank you very much.
I'm not singing.
That's good. Go away now. Right, so that's Lonely Luncher. Today's Lonely Luncher. There he was, eating lunch alone. If you are eating lunch alone in anywhere at all and you'd like to get on the list to chit about this and chat about that, anything you like. It's up to you. You can talk about last night's television. We can pretty much hold our own with that between us. We can... relationship counselling, that's another area of expertise, isn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
If you are Indian or Chinese, give us a call and tell us why it's racist to do your accents but fine to do Scottish and French. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Now, we must find ourselves a winner for Headline Hijack.
Oh,
We simply must. Because what's going to happen at a time, and that time I can honestly tell you was going to be 2 o'clock, is that there will be a made-up news story in the news. It will come from the mouth of Victoria, and when it does, you will believe it, for what she says is ordinarily the truth. But we do this for those that are out to lunch, not listening to this bit, and the story goes into the news to confuse them. That's all it is. It's Headline Hijack. You get to make it up. Some words in the rough order of a news story, please. The lines remain open, the number remains the same. Cornelius, what's coming in?
lots coming in.
Yes.
Emily says that West Ham United fans have been told that if they were involved in the violence last night, that they will face a lifetime ban unless they agree to help demolish the Bolian Stadium. What's it, Bolian Stadium? How's it pronounced?
What?
The stadium, Upton Park.
That's Victoria, she knows how to pronounce everything.
Oh, no, should we go to the pronunciation unit?
Yes, go to the pronunciation
unit. The Talk Radio pronunciation unit.
Yeah.
Is it Bolian? Bolian?
Here comes Talk Radio's pronunciation unit, Ask Broadcast.
What was the question?
How do you pronounce Bolian Stadium or Bolin Stadium?
Berlian?
Yeah. How's it pronounced?
Berlian.
Okay. And why are you there? How is the word hope pronounced?
Con?
Yeah.
How's the word moth pronounced?
Moth?
No, there's no F in it.
There's no F in anything around here.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. Right. Flora and Margarine have come under criticism after it is emerged that their Omega 3 products do not actually contain any Omega 3. Flora have issued a statement saying they believe the fact that these products contain Omega 1 and 2 would combine to make Omega 3. It's just maths.
It's just maths,
isn't it?
Just a bit of maths.
Of course, their Omega 3 are in trouble for that. A puppet advert they've done as well. Have you seen that in the news today?
No.
You know that purple puppet you've seen on the advert that said there's coverage Omega 3.
Really?
Yeah, and the advert's been pulled because other rival margarine companies have said that Omega 3 doesn't live up to what they were advertising it.
They've been blocked as well from buying Omega 02 as well, Omega 3.
Good. Who's give me a name. Give me a name.
What, any name?
No, just the person who's got their made-up news story into the news next.
Oh, that name.
Yes, please.
It's Mark.
Mark, where does Mark live?
Banbury.
Mark's in Banbury. Pronunciation unit. Pronunciation
the
unit.
Talk radio pronunciation unit.
What?
How are you pronouncing Banbury?
Banbury.
Banbury.
Banbury. And while you're there, how do you pronounce the word snow?
We don't have time for this. We've got to go to ads.
We've got to go to ads. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's Red versus Brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop-inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Vanbuster, now on. Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion 12 litre, just £13 each. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
The George Spring Sale is here. There's up to half price on a wide range of women's, men's and kids' clothing. So the whole family can look gorgeous this season. Hurry before it's over. Shop the sale online now at george.com and in store from Thursday. George, exclusively at Asda. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Online delivery charges may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just about 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Wednesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the threat of Northern Irish terror attack in Britain is raised. The latest on the PM's corruption remarks and the name for Clarkson's new show has been revealed.
Talk Radio.
In the last half an hour, the Home Office has raised the threat level for Northern Ireland-related terrorism in Britain from moderate to substantial. It means the likelihood of an attack is a strong possibility. In Northern Ireland, it remains severe. David Cameron says he doesn't think it would be right to withdraw aid from countries he sees as corrupt. The Prime Minister was caught on tape yesterday saying Nigeria and Afghanistan are two of the world's most corrupt countries. But he's told the Commons it's still in our own interest to send taxpayers' money there.
The problems in those countries, they come back and haunt us here. Whether it is problems of migration or problems of terrorism and all the rest of it, we are a country involved in a dangerous global world.
Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond insists relations with China are strong despite unguarded comments made by the Queen. She was caught on camera yesterday describing Chinese officials as very rude during a state visit last year. Mr. Hammond admits things got a bit stressful while the Chinese embassy says both sides made great efforts. Daily Telegraph columnist Harry Mount blames Her Majesty's gaffe on a PR team.
Her advisor should have said, we're now going to film you, so your comments will be heard. But she should be entitled to say what she likes in private. So I don't think it's her fault, it's the media team's fault.
Three says it's considering legal action following a decision preventing its takeover of rival mobile network O2. EU regulators have been examining the proposed £10 billion deal. The Culture Secretary has confirmed proposals on the future of the BBC will be put before the Commons tomorrow. The long-awaited report will suggest how the corporation will be funded in the future. West Ham Chief Executive Baroness Brady says she totally condemns the behaviour of some fans outside Upton Park last night when the Manchester United team coach was attacked. Police are investigating the incident, which meant the final match at the bowling ground was delayed by 45 minutes. She's tweeted the club will hand out life bands to supporters involved. Former Liverpool player and manager Graham Souness covered the game for Sky Sports News.
There'll be a handful of people who, you know, don't possess a grey matter in their, all of their heads. They're fools. You know, just think of it. You throw a brick, you throw a bottle, it smashes a window. These are professional athletes. A bit of glass goes in someone's eye, lose an eye, finishes a career. These are morons.
And Jeremy Clarkson's new Amazon Prime motoring show will be called The Grand Tour. The new series featuring Clarkson, James May and Richard Hammond will make its debut on the streaming service in autumn. It's after former Top Gear presenter Clarkson was sacked by the BBC for punching a producer.
Am I right in thinking they've also announced the new presenters as well? Because given Clarkson, Hammond and May's history of being offensive to other cultures, I think the Queen has now signed up to present.
Really?
And with David Cameron as well. Mm. And Prince Philip.
What a lineup!
Yeah, isn't it? Got the weather, have you?
Always.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here's Victoria with the weather.
Warm and fine for much of Scotland, yeah. Mostly cloudy and humid in the south, yeah. With bright spells and thundery showers, highs of 21 degrees.
Great. I love the sort of look of disdain on your face and disdain on your shoulder there as well.
My clothes are clean.
You heard it here first. 3 minutes back. 3 minutes past two. That was the most comprehensive thing you've coherent thing you've said today, I think.
Well researched.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was the most accurate thing.
And you said clothes correctly as well. You didn't.
Unlike you
cloths.
Then.
You said clothes.
How are you saying clothes?
Clothes.
I'm surrounded by people that can't speak properly. Which is handy for a talk radio yeah. station. Here's some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with some bad news for Crystal Palace in Wales. It's been confirmed that Joe Ledley broke his leg during Saturday's match at Stoke. He'll miss the FA Cup final and almost certainly sit out next month's Euro 2016 tournament. Among tonight's Barclays Premier League fixtures, Sunderland host Everton in Talk Sports live commentary game. The Wearside club would secure their top flight status with a win and relegate Newcastle and Norwich. After watching his side beat Chelsea at the weekend, Black Cats boss Sam Allardyce says they can't afford to take anything for granted.
I hope there's not a feeling out there that it's this game is a foregone conclusion. It'll be anything but that. And I think that Everton have been criticised for the performance against Leicester, and I think that will get a reaction.
Finally, England women's captain Charlotte Edwards has announced her retirement from international cricket. In the role, she led the country to victory in the Ashes, as well to World Cup and World 2020 success. Edwards ends a decade of leading the side with a record 309 caps, 20 years after making her test debut. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to redress gender inequality in wages across the country, the Cabinet have put forward a proposal for a new tax just for men. Nicknamed Willy Tax, it's thought that this could lead to a record number of gender reassignment operations.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
2:05, Wednesday afternoon. Hello and good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And on the programme today, we are offering you the chance to insult the Chinese. Now, if you'd like to do that, all you need to be is Her Majesty the Queen. If you are Her Majesty the Queen, all you need to do for step two is hold a garden party in the grounds of Buckingham Palace. And then step three, chat to a police commander who was in charge of the Chinese president's visit last year. Step four is simply to tell the police commander that you, the Queen, thought the Chinese were rude. If that is you, then send a stamped address to text to Talk Radio, be rude to the Chinese, offer the Radio London. The first three entries will get a bonus chance to insult the Chinese in a racist way, just like Prince Philip that time.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
All right then. It's time for Work Experience Punditry here on Talk Radio. If you are new to this, hello, welcome. Work Experience Punditry, where we road test the next generation of critics, of broadcasters, of reviewers. The same old faces crop up time and time again, don't they, on television and the radio. And this is where we go out there and bring in the next generation. That is its secondary goal. Its primary, the primary reason for it to exist is because their work experience, and we don't have to pay them. Welcome back to Wednesday's Ellie.
Hello.
Hi, Ellie.
Have you missed me?
You weren't here last week.
I wasn't.
What were you doing?
You know, my degree.
Oh, yeah, that. Fine. How did that go?
I should probably be in the library right now.
Right.
But it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's all in hand. It's fine.
You are a reviewer of hipster nonsense.
That's right.
Of course. And out of all the reviewers we have each day, this is my least favourite. For those that are just tuning in, what kind of stuff are we talking about? I mean, what is hipster nonsense?
I basically give you loads of things you can do over the weekend, and yeah, I think they're really fun, but you hate them.
Yes.
So in the past, we've had a toast building competition to try and build the best structure.
Yes.
We've had a cafe for dogs.
Hateful.
We've had the Serial Killer Cafe's actual shop where you can buy a silver plated necklace for £70.
Made of cereal. Yeah. All of it absolutely execrable. So what hipster nonsense have you brought today?
So first up, I've got the latest craze that is sweeping the nation, which is mini golf.
I thought you were going to say being racist to the Chinese.
Following in the Queen's suit.
Exactly. The Queen, the trendsetter, Her Majesty the Queen. When she does a thing, we all follow.
We're all British, so we have to, yeah.
What?
So mini golf, which, as one website put it, is golf is the new clubbing, which I thought was really clever. Night clubbing.
Yeah.
But instead you go mini golfing.
Get it. Yeah. Why? Hang on, this can't be a new craze. I went mini golfing when I was a child on holiday in Wales.
Well, it's kind of like, basically, it's been revamped in the most hipster possible way. So there's three that I want to tell you about. So the first one's called Birdie's Mini Golf. Get it? Like you get a birdie with the golf.
In golf, yeah. Golfing term.
Fine.
Right, so it combines the perfect mix of hipster things, which is mini golf. It's on a roof, so it's actually a rooftop bar. Right, it's got cocktail bars.
Yeah.
There's street food. And then it has crazy
street food. I mean, that's another expression that I hate as well. Oh, what do you want for lunch? Oh, I want to pop out and get some street food. It's just food. Just going to sell it in a street. You don't call it shop food. Oh, I tell you what, I'm just going to go and get some shop food to eat. Oh, like me, I'm going to get some street food. Could it make it sound really trendy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get a load of street food and I'm going to, like, put it in my beard and herb later.
I was in a pub in Brighton on a Saturday that sold street food menu. I was like, oh, where's it from then? And then we're, oh, we just make it in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Just no. Carry on.
So... so it comes from the Rooftop Film Club as well, which is probably another thing that you'd really hate. But they basically put on cinema screenings on the roof so that you can actually do that as part of the mini golf experience as well.
So this is, but the thing is, now you've reached, you've gone hipster critical, haven't you? Because you've got, yeah,
you've got an activity that an old man does,
yeah,
that people have now revamped, and you've combined it with cocktails, beer, street food,
and a film.
Cinema.
I mean, it's gone too far. I mean, I can see, you know, I get the idea. There are cinemas now, you know, that you can go and watch on roofs. I get that, right? Mm. I can sort of go, oh, all right, fine, on a nice night. People sit in hot tubs watching a film. And I sort of... Oh, but, you know, then that's stupid as well, because, right, have you ever been in a hot tub, Ellie?
Yes.
Right, what are the rules of a hot tub? Not that rule, right? But what are the other rules of a hot tub? Right.
I don't know what you want me to say here.
I want you to say the rule of the hot tub, which is give it about 15 minutes or it's not good for you.
Right.
Right? But how long's a film?
Like 2 hours.
Exactly! So it's like... It's dangerous, Ellie. Plus, people do all sorts of things in hot tubs. You don't want to sit in that.
You don't. It's going to get worse, John. I have two more mini golf courses lined up for you.
Oh.
So the next one is called Swingers.
Yeah.
Well,
is that hot tubs? No. Is that the hot tub one?
It's brought to you by the Institute of Competitive Socialising, which are a group of people who think friendship should have a competitive element to them.
Mm. Institute of
Competitive Socialising.
ICS, that's like ISIS then. Which is what I'm putting them on a level with. Right now. This continued attack of hipster rubbish. By so-called ICS.
ICS.
This one is hipster because it's based around a 1920s golf club. So you've got that, like...
What, like a
not the actual club, oh, like, right. like a clubhouse in
oh,
the
I
1920s.
See, I thought you meant it's actually based around like
no,
a...
No, like a club where people go to play golf.
Right,
from the
as
1920s.
Opposed to a golf club.
Yeah, exactly.
They all go and worship the golf club. Club.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Competitively.
I like to lick artisan soup off the end of a golf club, and that's a night out to these people.
Well, this one actually has a gin terrace, so you could like drink bespoke gin from like a caddy bag.
From a caddy bag?
Which is my idea of a good night out.
So they fill a bag with gin?
No, that was me joking, John.
Oh, I thought that was true. That's the problem with this! You see the problem, Ellie, is that you say something stupid... But it sounds like a perfectly acceptable hipster nonsense.
Hipster because, hijack.
Because it is stupid. You can genuinely come in here and make all this up. And I would just go, yeah, probably. Probably. Just throw in the keywords. Cereal, beard, mankles.
Craft beer.
Yeah.
Street food.
Artisan. Something.
Well done.
Pop-up. Pop-up artisan golf
Fluter
soup.
Oh, yeah, these are all pop-ups, by the way. Just don't know if that...
What?
These are all pop-ups as well. So the third one is called Junkyard Golf Club, which kind of comes back to the very first hipster thing I ever did, which was a man who basically just had a tip in his house. But what they do is basically they have loads of different obstacles, including jacuzzis. So that ties in really nicely.
The theme, yeah.
Speedboats. They said they've got cows, but I couldn't tell if that was real cows or, like, model cows.
Oh, it's probably model. Cows they've made out of cereal, isn't it? It's what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's in an archway.
Right.
Right. In Shoreditch. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's two ex-offenders in a pantomime cow outfit in a jacuzzi.
Right.
Right. Just licking cereal off golf balls. That's what it is.
Yeah. So it sounds like a good night, right?
So what else is at this one?
So there's also...
Junkyard? What?
Because some of the obstacles you have to go past are things like broken down washing machines, old gym weights, and it's all set with like graffiti-covered walls. I know how much you love graffiti.
Mm.
So, and it also has several bars too with punny cocktails. Like they have one called Who's Your Caddy? Like Daddy and Golf
yeah,
Caddy.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's absolutely hateful on every single level, isn't it?
But so golf, that wasn't a hole in one.
Golf, golf thing. All right, so I don't see why this is all. Have these sprung up sort of individually,
kind
or
of
are
a
they
summer?
Linked?
No, so like they're three different
so
ones.
Why golf?
Because people just have gone mad for it. People love to golf on roofs. On rooftops.
Do they though?
Well, apparently, because Birdies actually is coming back. So some of these have returned and have toured. So people do love it.
Right. See, crazy golf was fine, you know, when I was a child. If I take my children, you know, to the seaside, and you play a game, then you just knock it through a windmill, old school, yeah, up the little bridge, round the corner, down the end. That's fine. You don't have to bring in old washing machines, Ellie.
But I really don't think the Institute of Competitive Socialising would think a windmill would be enough. And that's why they've upped the ante. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't look completely
convinced
by this. Competitive
socialising.
I know, but...
I mean, just...
It is the worst.
Just what... And also the people sitting around thinking of that as well. Just annoying, isn't it? Just people... Oh, what should we call ourselves? Oh, I don't know. The Institute of Competitive Socialising... yeah, done. Anyone for street food?
Imagine going to a bank and asking for a business loan for that. And just going, yeah, we want to start an Institute for Competitive Socialising. We will give you £1 million.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, you get thrown out. What happens is you go in, you go, hi, I would like to borrow money for my group, which is the Institute of Competitive Socialising. And they'd go, get out of my office.
But isn't there
and
a
then
stereotype?
The next person would come in and go, hi, I'm from ISIS. Oh, fine. Because that's less hateful. That's fewer hateful.
Isn't there like a stereotype, though, that bankers love to golf? So surely they just come in and be like, we've got this amazing golf course. And then they'd be sold. You don't look convinced. I don't think you make a very good banker.
16 minutes past two. Ellie has brought hipster nonsense. There'll be more of it, I dread to think. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Believe. Believe in yourself, in your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Essex, the northbound side of the M11 still remains closed due to a lorry fire between 8 at Bishop Stortford and 9 for the A11. Diversion via the A120, A10 and the A505 to follow there. In Berkshire, the London-bound side of the M4 still remains closed. Severe delays due to recovery work between 13 at Cheveley and Junction 11 at Reading. And finally, in County Durham, through Seaham, the southbound side of the A19 is closed due to an accident between the A1018 and the Merton turn-off. I'm Stephen Beach.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's sold 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for my grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £750 deposit contribution with two services for just £99, up to 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of June. Search van up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you.
With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%, terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning
from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Still to come on the programme then, what the people think. We be outside and we find people to find what they think. Today, do the people think gunpowder or earwigs? Find out what the people think later on the programme. Your chance to win some meat as well. Also veg if you want. We're not racist. Chicken, beef or lamb in a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to take part in that, you can register to do so now. We will call you back. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's how you do it. Also, some of your reactions coming in, of course, before we talk to Ellie again. What's coming in, Cornelius? How are people reacting?
Lots coming in. Benjamin says, courage is fire and bullying is smoke. And also, good idea has said, ban Adolf Hitler.
And I've got one here that says, wallpaper? Flock wallpaper? What paper on a wall? Using a sort of adhesive paste? Hanging's too good for it. Let's just come in there. And this has come in. So, that's the trouble with tribbles. And that's from niche Star Trek joke. Cornelius, I don't know if you've seen any of the news.
Well, John, you saw me. You saw me today.
I did see you, yeah.
With the news. We're going out now.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, the news. Me and the news are an item.
Are you in the news up a tree?
Yeah, absolutely.
K-I-S-S-I-N-T.
I mean, it's early days, but I think it's really going to work out. It feels really special.
Yeah,
the news.
Yeah. It's good that your mum taught you how to kiss as well, isn't it? Because otherwise the news would...
It's not true.
It's true. Your mum.
Oh, whatever.
As well, we know. You went on a Tinder date, and you said to your mum, going on a Tinder date, and she walked you to the bus stop at the end of the road, and at the bus stop, in full view of people, on your way to the date, taught you how to French kiss. We all know that story.
Yeah.
The news is quite complicated,
well,
isn't it?
I just couldn't get my head around it.
Your mum could. So, allow me to explain the news to you, because the news is actually quite complicated, as I said. But you can distill it down. If you distill the news down to its component parts, what you end up with, if you get right to pair it right back, you end up with Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Cameron says that Nigeria is corrupt, just like his father.
The news in haikus. It's time for more of Ellie's hipster nonsense. Ellie is our work experience pundit of today. She is, she's being trained. It's the next generation of punditry. That is what we're doing, plus work experience, so we don't have to pay her. And she brings in on a Wednesday she brings it in all crunched up in her beard. A load of hipster square beard that she's grown, especially for the occasion. A load of hipster nonsense. Things to do at the weekend that are just bloody annoying. We've already talked about three versions of mini golf on a roof, in a jacuzzi.
With a washing machine.
Invented by Gitz. What's next?
So from a hole-in-one to a hole-in-the-wall, nice segue.
All right.
So this is the Krispy Kreme pop-up donut ATM that's in Holborn.
Of course,
so
it is.
So to celebrate their new donut they've got coming out, which is filled with Nutella, they have actually created like a cash point style doorway where you can get donuts. And I got you a present, John. Oh. I got you a donut.
What?
I got the whole team donuts.
You've brought us hipster. She has.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a moment.
Do you blag these?
I blagged a couple of them.
I didn't pay for them. So hang on. So explain this. So this is like a cash point hole in the wall. that gives out donuts.
Yeah, so you use a contactless card to pay, and then a little, like, door opens up,
yeah.
And then inside there's, like, pillows basically nestling a little boxed Krispy Kreme donut. And I've got some for the whole team.
Look at that, Cass. She's got you a donut.
Oh, I know. She's nicer than you.
Yeah. I would literally, I'll say this in all honesty, Cass, I would literally never bring you a donut. That's never going to happen. Now you have handed us donuts. This is amazing. So
they're £2, and then all of the proceeds go to the Teenage Cancer Trust as well. So it's raising money.
Well, that's very good, isn't it? I sort of don't mind this one.
Yeah, this is all good.
This is all right, actually.
See, I've got you.
You've lured me in. I don't know. Is that hipster though, or is it?
It's a donut machine in the wall, like. It's pretty hipster.
Oh god, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and also,
I took photos to Instagram. Like, that'll be going up.
Let me look it up for a minute. Yeah, as I feared, right? Behind that, it's a facade, right? And behind that, it's not a machine, it's just a bit of wall. Behind that is just a cupboard. And there's, I'll be honest with you, it's ex-offenders. And what they're doing, they're putting... they're making donuts, and they're just putting them on the... It's not a machine, it's just a person putting it there.
Like bearded...
Bearded ex-offenders with man buns... putting the donuts in.
Are they just pulling the donuts out of their beard?
Yes.
Boxing them up?
Yes, boxing them up. Exactly that. That's how they keep them. Genuine story, though. As a child, I used to be quite confused. Bear with me, because it is related to this.
Okay.
As to how passport photo machines used to work.
Right.
Well, because you know the size of them.
Mm.
I genuinely... Because I knew how you develop photos, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you used to in the old days... You won't remember, but what, you know, you used to have to get a piece of photographic paper and put it in all sorts of chemicals in a dark room with a. Anyway, so but I genuinely thought there was like a dwarf or something in the machine.
A dwarf.
Well, because there wouldn't be enough room for him. Anyway, so either genuinely developing photographs. You know, it used to take so long.
Right.
You know, you get your photograph taken, 10 minutes you'd stand there waiting. And I thought that's because someone inside was genuine. I was a child, was genuinely. Like, I believed it till I was 28. But inside that, developing photographs, that's what I thought was in there.
And then when they came out the chute, that was something handy.
That's someone just dropping it through the chute. Which is like this. Which is also like, and again, you won't remember this. Remember Bagpuss?
Yes, I do remember Bagpuss.
So there's an episode of Bagpuss where the mice convince Bagpuss that there is a chocolate biscuit factory.
Right.
Okay. But all the mice were doing, the sneaky mice, right? Mm. And Bagpuss was amazed by this. But all that the mice were doing was taking the same chocolate biscuit, going round the back of it, and dropping it in. And Bagpuss was, another one! And they were going round the back.
Are you likening Krispy Kreme to sneaky Bagpuss mice? Is that what's happened?
That is what's happened, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cornelius has eaten his already.
Yeah. It's demolished it.
I mean...
I've still got a tiny bit left.
How is
really
it?
Really nice, yeah, it's alright.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's, that's... nuts on the top. It's got actual nuts on.
Well, that's the thing. But they're ex-offenders nuts. Right? And that's what gives it its unique flavour, isn't it? What you've got there is... That's what's hip about it. You know the phrase pop-up? Right? You've got a pop-up offender... just hanging his... on top of your donut. And you've eaten it.
I didn't really.
Anyway, and that is hipster. Okay, finally, have you got anything else?
I do. Oh, okay. So, the final thing I want to talk about is we've already had the kind of rise of golf again as a newfangled trend among trendy young millennials. So I thought I'd bring you something else that is normally reserved for old people but has become trendy and newfangled.
Yes.
Which is bingo. So there's two that I want to talk about. The first one is called Rebel Bingo, and basically... instead of, like, it's like bingo hall, but it's lots of shouting, screaming, there's DJs, there's mental prizes. So they gave away, like, mopeds. My friend actually won a bike at the bingo.
Have you been to this?
I bought tickets, but then couldn't go, but my friends have been.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, it's really cool. It's basically like a club night meets bingo, and it's just lots of fun. There's, like, confetti cannons and, like, glitter.
Oh, it's forced fun.
Like...
Isn't it, that?
It does sound fun.
It doesn't.
It does sound
it's
fun.
It's forced fun. It's like,
booze?
It's like, oh, a glitter.
There is booze.
It's a glitter cannon, everyone. So?
Glitter cannons are
drunk,
fun.
You're almost about to win bingo, and a glitter cannon goes off. You're going to go nuts. You are.
Are they the same offender's nuts that have been dragged across the surface of this hipster pop-up donut?
Can I have the donut back? I'm going to take that back. I don't feel like you deserve it.
No, I'm not saying I won't like it. So is the... So bingo... well, hang on a minute. So first you had golf as your old man's sport.
Yes.
Now we've got bingo.
Yes.
Old person's sport.
Right.
Right. But what... now you've taken them away from the old people, you young hipsters, right? What are the old people supposed to do? Have they got to, like... have they got to do what young people do? Is that the now the thing? Have we just swapped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going out drinking... having casual sex with each other.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of drugs.
Asbos.
Yeah, they're having asbos.
Right.
You know how normally you would like put those high-pitched things outside shops to scare kids away because they can hear it?
Yeah.
Instead, they have to do really low-pitched ones to try and scare the old people away?
Yeah. It's just... the society's gone into... it's just upended. And this is the fault of the hipsters. The way we used to... all the old-fashioned ways of living have gone.
It's like Benjamin Button. Everything's going backwards. Young people have beards, old people don't. I've cracked it.
God, she's right as well.
Yeah.
I see what's happened now. This is awful. Is that it?
I can do more if you want. Do you want more?
I mean, every part of me screaming no, but if there's one very quick thing that I'll hate...
probably not. I'll come back next week.
Oh, fine,
how
good.
About that?
All right, well, there's something to look forward to. Ellie? Sort of thanks. That was a work experience punditry. Today, hipster nonsense, things to avoid at the weekend. It's Talk Radio on the afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
MI5 has raised the threat level for Northern Ireland-related terrorism in Britain from moderate to substantial. It means an attack is a strong possibility. The Home Office says it reflects the continuing threat from dissident Republican groups. In Northern Ireland, the threat level remains at severe. David Cameron has made a joke of being overheard, describing Nigeria and Afghanistan as fantastically corrupt. The Prime Minister tapped the mic before answering a question in the Commons about an anti-corruption summit he's hosting tomorrow. Earlier, the president of Nigeria answered yes when asked by a journalist if his country is corrupt. Maggie Murphy from the Transparency International has told Talk Radio Nigeria has been making efforts to fight the problem.
President Buhari came in on an anti-corruption platform. He's been in position now for 1 year. He's already introduced some reforms, but he is in his honeymoon period. So he does have a large amount of support for the work that he's doing. But will those commitments, will this strong language, will that turn into action?
The Foreign Secretary has admitted it got a bit stressful during a recent state visit to the UK by China's president. Despite the Queen being picked up on a microphone yesterday describing Chinese officials as very rude, Philip Hammond insists relations remain strong. The father of a man accused of killing a 79-year-old grandfather in a road rage attack has broken down in court. John Daly said he warned doctors to section his son Matthew, who denies murder. The European Commission has blocked mobile operator Three's proposed takeover of O2. It says it was worried about falling competition and a potential rise in prices for customers. And Justin Bieber says taking photos with fans makes him feel like a zoo animal. The Canadian pop star's post online that he wants to stop doing it. The weather warm and fine for much of Scotland, mostly cloudy and humid in the south with bright spells and thundery showers. Highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
Hey, Victoria.
What, John?
Have you seen my pop-up donut?
Yeah.
Do you like the look of it?
I always like a look of a donut.
Yeah. Fine. It's... have you done the weather yet?
I don't know why I bother.
I wasn't listening.
I've done it, yeah.
Oh, fine, all right.
Thanks for listening.
Well, you can go then.
I want to and I will.
Get on, out.
Off you go. Off you pop.
I'm getting out because I want to, not because you told me to.
Oh, okay.
Both of you.
All right. Off she goes. Well, that was a very rude thing to mouth as you went out. Potty man.
Yeah, I know.
Good. 2:33 then. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio and it is a Wednesday. You can react to this programme or indeed to anything. 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
Any kind of reaction at all. We are a repository for. Think of us as a sperm bank, but for reactions. And by all means, pop into the little cubicle, drop a reaction in the cup, and then send it here. You can also use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. We hear it time and time again.
Yeah.
That's because it is one of the most commonly used words. Has come from Fact. And a thought I have every morning has said, why doesn't Edith Bowman ever wave or smile at me?
The foreign news is coming very shortly. I've got a reaction here, by the way. Just John, I was looking on my iPad, and my iPod, and my eye listening devices, and I was listening to the song "Who Killed Bambi" by the Sex Pistols.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, John, it's disgraceful that we can't actually know the information as to who killed Bambi has been freely published in America. And in Scotland, but it's absolutely shocking and abhorrent and really old-fashioned that we in England and Wales cannot know who killed Bambi when the information as to who killed Bambi is all over the internet. I'm sick and tired, John, of fictional animated ruminant mammals taking out their super injunctions. So, good afternoon. You're listening to, I'm going to be honest and say Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and of course, the big foreign news of the day that almost everyone is talking about is this. South Africa's economy is turning a corner, says the central bank governor. Strong institutions and improved indicators are green shoots to be nurtured. This is, of course, South Africa struggling to turn around its moribund economy against a backdrop of corruption and political crisis. On the line is our South African correspondent to talk about this. Good afternoon, South African correspondent.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, good. What can you tell me about this? The economy turning a corner.
The economy?
Yes.
Tunapoongelea uchumi wa South Africa, tunaweza tukaongelea kwa mianja tofauti tofauti.
Yes, I do hear what you're saying, and I think many people listening will absolutely agree with you. But I wonder if you could tell us a little about the infrastructure bottlenecks that are occurring throughout the country, really.
Tunapoongelea uchumi kwa sekta za Afrika kwanza.
Yes, it's yes.
Mambo yanakuwa hayaendi vizuri kulingana na miundombinu.
Well, no, I don't think that's right at all. I mean, how can you say that?
Yeah, miundombinu haiko.
No, I mean, what you're saying there is people are just gonna disagree with you on that. On that point, I do have to agree with you now. Yes, you are absolutely right. Yeah.
Especially East Africa and South Africa.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying. But no, I'm no. Don't accuse me of that. My mother never did that.
Yeah.
And no, neither did my father. Yes, I mean, a lot of people listening to this will be agreeing with almost 50% of your words here.
Pia kuna some challenges ambao tunaface wa wajasiriamali ambao wanafanya biashara wanaopeleka bidhaa kwenda nje.
No, do go on. This is absolutely fascinating.
Tunapozungumzia rushwa katika kilimo, katika biashara yote ile.
Yeah.
Nchi za Afrika kuna rushwa sana. Too many corruption.
Interesting.
Ambazo hizi rushwa zinaingilia sekta muhimu ambazo zina support kwa biashara.
Oh, that, no, that's, that, that is, oh, that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Ninapoingia rushwa, mtu anapotafuta labda hivi vieti na hizi documentary,
exactly.
Unakuta sectors naomba rushwa, ili waende kuwa supported error in some process.
Yes.
Kwa hiyo inakuwa ni tatizo sana kwa wafanyabiashara, wao wenyewe kumove, kwa sababu kila sehemu wanapoenda, wanaomba rushwa. Kila sehemu wanapoenda wanaomba rushwa. Kwa hiyo corruption imekuwa kitu ambacho kinasababisha wafanyabiashara wenyewe kutoka kufanya biashara.
And I think you've cleared all of that up. Thank you very much for talking to Talk Radio. That's our South African correspondent there, who for some reason lives in Tanzania. This is Talk Radio. And the time's 2:39. By the way, I should just tell you something. What's happened? Right, let's just explain this. Okay, so what happened last week, right? We got an email offering us Russell Howard, the comedian, the boss-eyed comedian, Russell Howard, as a guest to come in and have a chat about whatever the hell it is Russell Howard is plugging at the moment. Right, and we said, yeah, fine, let's get him in. Right, and he was supposed to be coming in today, and then they cancelled it. Right? They just cancelled. And we didn't know why, but they just did. Perhaps he heard me talking about his eyes. Because he's got eyes like Cornelius, hasn't he? Yeah, you've got eyes that look in the wrong direction. Two separate eyes that look in two separate directions, and so has he. Anyway, long story short, they cancelled the interview, that's fine. But we've just seen him through the window. He's out there.
He's in the office.
He's in the office out there. So I just sent Cass out, Aspod Cass, to find out why. And he's doing Talk Sport.
Yeah, he's on H&J over there.
Not us.
Yeah.
Right, so we've missed out on an interview with Russell Howard that he didn't have time to do, but he's got time to come in and do Hawksby and Jacobs.
Mm.
Radio's Turner and Hooch. Right, but not us. So anyway, so here's what's going to happen. I think you should... We're going to try and get a Russell Howard interview out of this. So what's going to happen is we're going to put you on the roving mic system thing.
Oh, God, I hate that thing.
Right, you've got to go out there and wait outside TalkSport studio. As Russell Howard comes out, right, we've already found out that he's in a hurry to go off to Radio 2. In 19, right? So we're going to try and get him for an interview, but sort of conduct it on his way out of the building. And I'll ask you questions to ask him via your headphones, and then you can interview Russell Howard.
Right? Okay, we'll try that.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Good.
Fine. Anyway, so at any point, we might just go live to Russell Howard... Attempted. Russell Howard guerrilla interview.
This will definitely work.
Anyway, so that's to look forward to. In the meantime, so if we just stop, by the way, and that happens, that's what's going to happen, because it's going to be a bit of a kick balls scramble, as one says. Anyway, in the meantime, it's time for us to go out on the streets, of course, as we like to do, to find out what the people think. The people are out there. The people are outside. And they do think. But what do the people think? It's time to find out. Do the people think gunpowder... What was the other one?
Earwigs, obviously.
Gunpowder or earwigs?
Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
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 Earwigs.
Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
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 Earwigs.
Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
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 Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
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 Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
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 Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
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 Gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
Earwigs.
Gunpowder.
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 And what do you think? That's what the people think. They think gunpowder or earwigs. If you think gunpowder or earwigs, then do get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word gunpowder or earwigs.
Still to come on the programme, your chance to win some meat in a game of... or veg, we're not racist. In a game of dead or alive. A potential interview with Russell Howard, if we can catch him on the stairs. The news continues in haikus. There's the big debate at 3, of course. And more... of your text as to what you'd blame the actress Minnie Driver for. She's been blamed for throwing jam jars, baby food jam jars, jars of baby food, not necessarily just jam, filled with ink, at paint, at people's houses. We don't know why. That is actually genuinely in the news. But it sounds like Minnie Driver's up to mischief. Mm. What would you blame her for? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the words Minnie Driver.
We'll be back after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M4 through Berkshire is still closed, London bound between 13 at Cheveley and Newbury and 11 at Reading. This is for the ongoing recovery of lorry which overturned much earlier today. There's also a lane closed westbound. The restrictions mean significant delays for some of the key routes around Reading and Newbury. The M11 in Essex is also closed northbound between junctions 8 for Bishop Stortford and 9 for Saffron Walden. That's because of a lorry fire. M6 north in Staffordshire queuing at 11 for Cannock because of an accident, and through Seaham in County Durham, the northbound A19 is closed because of a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. And if you were listening a moment ago, you'll know we've been trying to get an interview with Russell Howard. He's in the building, but not for us. Try and sort of get a guerrilla interview with him as he leaves the building. I think Con should be live somewhere outside on the... Con, can you hear me?
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, Con. Can you hear me? Con.
Yes, hi, John.
Oh, there you
right,
go. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Okay, he's just waiting for a car.
Okay,
right, Russell, we didn't have time for an interview on Talk Radio, so we thought we'd just do it now, sort of, while you're waiting for your car.
Okay.
So, how are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm good, cheers. What are you plugging?
What am I plugging? I'm getting in a cab.
Okay, this car, I'll walk you to the car.
Yeah, good.
I've got a new series called Stand Up Central on Comedy Central. Right. I've never done an interview on my way to the car.
No, okay. Best of luck with
Cornelius,
it. Any words?
Con.
Well, I've got many words, yeah.
He's got many words, but only for Radio 2. Thanks, Russell.
Con! Cornelius, yeah? ask him why his eyes look in different directions, quickly.
No, I'm not going to ask
Shout
him
it after the car. Shout it. Shout it after the car. Shout
he's
it.
He's driving off.
Shout it now.
Russell.
Shout it loud as you can. Loud.
I don't want to.
Shout
Russell,
it.
Why do your eyes look in different directions? He's just driven off. No, I think that was a success.
I think it was. You can't say we didn't have an interview with Russell Howard on this programme, can you?
No, you can't.
Do you want to come back? Good. Right. More to come on the program. That's the way we should conduct interviews. Hi, Cass.
Hi.
That's how we should do interviews on this program.
What, shouting after moving girls?
Shouting after moving girls. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're out of breath now. Have you been bouncing on the sofa like we were earlier?
Yeah, I waited until you went out and then I had a little bounce on my own.
On your what?
On my own.
Good. So still to come on the programme, there's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. You'll be aware of that. There is your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to win some meat, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. Are we finding new music at the optimum time of 10 to 3 on a Wednesday afternoon on the Talk Radio station?
That, I've heard, is a premium time to find new music.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's find some new music in what we like to call a feature by the name of 20 Second Showcase.
The John Holmes 20 Second Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
That is Georgie Rogers. She is, as she rightly says, the new music discoverer at Virgin Radio. Not Talk Radio, Virgin Radio. I, however, am the new music discoverer here at Talk Radio. And this is our feature, 20 Second Showcase. It works very much like this. If you're in a band, are you in a band? Are you in a musician? Get out long enough in order to send us your music. Now, it can be in the form of a link. It can be in the form of a compact disc via post. It can be any of those things. Just get us a link to your music in any way at all. And well, do you know what they call me? I'll tell you what they call. Oh, you're back, Cornelius.
Yeah, I'm back. That was really awkward. He was up for it, yeah. But then he literally got physically dragged away by his PR people,
yeah.
Who clearly hate Talk Radio.
They do, because they wouldn't let... you know, they offered him, we said yes last week, and then they just took him away and then put him on Turner and Hooch over at TalkSport. Cass?
I'm going to be in loads of trouble for that with their people.
That was partly the reason we did it.
No.
Yeah,
I know.
Good. Why do your eyes look in different directions, Russell?
God, that is bad.
Anyway, so, where was I? Oh, yeah, that's right, new music. They call, I don't know whether you, do you know what they call me around this office?
Yeah, I do. I can't say it on the radio, though.
Oh. Do you know what the other thing that people call me, just in the street?
Oh, yeah, the John Peel.
The alive
John Peel.
That's right, because I discover new music here on Talk Radio at 10 to 3 on a Wednesday. And the way I do it is a lot fairer than the way that John Peel liked to do it. It's on BBC Radio 1. Because what he used to do, John Peel, he used to listen to all the music he get sent. He used to get up in the morning, pick up the music, the new music, and he'd go through it really carefully, and he'd listen to it, and then he'd choose, in quite a discerning way, what he thought would sound good on the radio and what he might want to tip for the next big thing. Oh, that's how he did it. What an idiot. What a waste of everyone's time. Why not just do what we do here on Talk Radio and have a pile of music that we've been sent, but then at random, just pick a song and a band out of it. And then only play the first 20 seconds of it without listening to it first. That is 20 Second Showcase. And what that means is there's a level playing field. So if you're in a band or are a musician and you want your music played on national radio, then surely our system is fairer than John Peel's. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you want to send us a link to your music.
Send
now,
it in.
If we like the tune, by the way, if we do like it, then it does go into the folder marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
Who is, of course, the new music discoverer at Virgin. It means you can get possible airplay on Virgin. If it is of no musical worth whatsoever, it goes into the folder marked for the attention of the Virgin Radio presenter...
Russell Kane.
The other Russell that there is. One of the Russells, one of the comedy Russells. He's the one, though, that lies about his age. And hasn't got wonky eyes. The other Russell, we talked about yesterday, Russell Brand, he's the one that put the mini eggs into the presenter. Anyway, so, who today, Cornelius?
John, yes. Let me introduce to you the Silver Tongue Bandoliers.
Have I got this, or have you got this?
You should have it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I gave it to you yesterday.
Okay, fine.
Do you know where?
Well, I'm assuming there.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, good.
So, that's all good. on-air production meeting.
Yeah.
It's the Silver Tongue Bandoliers, John.
What do we know about them?
Well, I know that they're a four-piece band from Milton Keynes and London writing original music. It says, a lot of people have been trapped in society's new trend in enjoying mainstream music. Don't get us wrong. They're no haters, John. Listen to what you like and makes you feel happy, but listen to some music that inspires you. We'll simply offer you guys something different, something outside the box, something new. we are welcome to a silver tongue state of mind.
What are you talking about?
This is their YouTube bio.
I hope that's not actually how they've written it, because that didn't make any sense at all. It's just how you read it. What's the song called?
The song is called Lost Boys.
Right, here's the first 20 seconds. By
Silver Tongue Bandoliers.
Here we go, first 20 seconds of that for today's 20-second showcase.
That's it.
Was it? That sounded exactly like last week's.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't here last week, though, so that's the first time I've heard it.
Was that last week's one?
I think so. I mean,
so
I
not this week's, then?
No.
No. No, good.
I can play it out my laptop into the microphone.
Has there been a breakdown in production communication here?
Yeah, I think so.
Fine.
Well, I didn't realise we were even doing this feature today.
Okay, good. Why don't you play it out of your laptop? Because that was last week's band.
Okay, this is Silver Tongue Bandoliers.
It's going so well. Well, you know, I quite liked it.
How great would it be if, like, this band got huge off the back of this?
That would be epic.
Oh, how did you get your big break? Oh, well. Due to a mistake, someone played us out a laptop through a microphone on a talk radio station.
And we are now the Grammy-winning, world-straddling Silver Tongue Bandoliers.
They'll be playing this out just before they walk on stage at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah. I like that.
It was really good, yeah.
I'm pretty impressed with that. And also, the quality of it was, you know, exactly like talk radio's app stream. So no one would have really noticed the difference.
No.
Do we want to roll the bone? Do we want to roll let's do it. This is sometimes we give it 20 seconds, but then if we like it, we'll roll a bonus. I say ball, there's not really a ball. I'm gonna roll the bonus mug.
Oh god.
Don't make a mess.
Done it. Oh, I didn't like that bit.
Did you not?
I only liked the first 20 seconds.
Did you not want to turn it up?
No, I didn't. It didn't. I only liked the first 20 seconds.
Oh.
So I didn't. Anyway, we now have to decide where it's going to go, don't we? Is it going to go into the folder marked for the attention of
Georgie Rogers?
Correct. Or is it going to go into the folder marked
Russell Kane?
Yes. We need, though, to ask the system. For we do not decide. The system decides. Cornelius, could you please pull the system handle?
John Holmes 20-second showcase in association with EARS, nature's way of listening to music.
I mean, I wish I hadn't rolled the bonus mug because I liked the first bit, but then after that, I didn't really like it. Like,
oh,
10
no,
seconds.
That's
them's the breaks. Mm. That's 20-second showcase. If you're in a band, get us your music. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll be doing the big debate next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cow's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows or cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just $259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Well, unlikely, but still. 3 o'clock, it's Wednesday. Hello, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Northern Irish terror threat level raised in Britain. Cameron makes light of his corruption gaffe. And rain ruins celebrations for the Queen.
Talk Radio.
The threat of an attack in Britain from Northern Ireland related terrorism has been raised by security services. It's now described as substantial. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
MI5's made the decision to increase the alert level. It now believes an attack in England, Scotland or Wales is a strong possibility. It's been described as moderate since 2012. The Home Office says it's ensuring appropriate security measures are in place. The threat level in Northern Ireland itself remains at severe, meaning an attack is highly likely, as does the threat to the whole of the UK from international terrorism.
The Prime Minister's made a joke in the Commons of being overheard describing Nigeria and Afghanistan as fantastically corrupt.
First of all, I better check the microphones on before speaking. It's probably a good idea.
David Cameron is hosting an anti-corruption summit tomorrow. Earlier, the president of Nigeria answered yes when asked by a journalist if his country is corrupt. Maggie Murphy is from Transparency International.
There's certainly no doubt that both countries have huge problems with corruption, and they have done for many years. I think what maybe he didn't allude to, what the Prime Minister didn't mention, was that both countries are actually putting in quite a lot of effort, especially in recent months, to try to put an end to corruption in those countries.
The Foreign Secretary has admitted it got a bit stressful during a recent state visit to the UK by China's president. Despite the Queen being picked up on a microphone yesterday describing Chinese officials as very rude, Philip Hammond insists relations remain strong. More than 60 people have been killed in a car bombing in Iraq, the single deadliest attack this year in the capital, Baghdad. Dozens more have been wounded in the blast at a busy market in a predominantly Shiite area. The Islamic State group has claimed it carried out the attack, although some have disputed that. It's understood the BBC will be made to disclose the salaries of its top stars, who earn more than £450,000 a year. The government is due to publish its plans for the future of the corporation tomorrow. Culture Secretary John Whittingdale has confirmed the news after being summoned to answer questions by Labour in Parliament. And one of the main celebrations to mark the Queen's 90th birthday has been cancelled because of torrential rain. Part of the Royal Windsor Horse Show had to be called off because of a waterlogged car park. Almost an inch of rain fell in West London in just 6 hours.
Talk Radio National Weather.
All right.
Warm and fine for much of Scotland, mostly cloudy and humid in the south, with a mix of bright spells and thundery showers.
Great.
Highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks.
I don't believe what you say that.
Victoria. 3 minutes past three. Sport now with Ben, live from a toilet.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Among tonight's Barclays Premier League fixtures, Sunderland host Everton in Talk Sports live commentary game. The Wearside club would secure their top flight status with a win and relegate Newcastle and Norwich. Canaries boss Alex Neil hopes the battle to stay in the top flight goes right down to the wire.
I think anybody looking at it, it doesn't look good. I think they're just stacked against us. However, I think if it comes down to one match, anything's capable of happening.
Some bad news for Wales and Crystal Palace. It's been confirmed that Joe Ledley broke his leg during Saturday's league match at Stoke. He'll miss the FA Cup final and will almost certainly sit out next month's Euro 2016 tournament. Finally, in his first match since his mutual split with coach Emily Moresmo, Andy Murray's moved into the last 16 of the Italian Open tennis. He was relatively untroubled in beating Kazakhstan's Mikhail Kukushkin 6-3, 6-3. Earlier today, Heather Watson lost in straight sets to Barbara Strizova. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That's the sport live. Live from a toilet this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life, this is your life. Spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon then, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It is a Wednesday afternoon. And on the programme today, before it finishes, we're offering you the chance to insult the Chinese. Now, if you'd like to do that, then all you need to do is be Her Majesty the Queen. If you are Her Majesty the Queen, then all you need to do for step two is hold a garden party in the grounds of Buckingham Palace, and then move on to step three. Have a chat to a police commander who was in charge of the Chinese president's visit last year. Step four is to tell the commander that you, the Queen, thought that the Chinese were rude. If that is you, then simply send a stamped addressed text to Talk Radio, Be Rude to the Queen Offer, The Radio, London. The first three entries get a bonus chance to insult the Chinese in a racist way, just like Prince Philip that time.
Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the big debate. If you've been following the news, and I know that you have, you'll be aware of this story. I'm just going to read this. This is the story in the Nature magazine today. A fish, how a fish survives in a sea cucumber's anus. Right. So this is big news in the fish/anus world. In 1975, a man was diving in Indonesia and he collected a leopard sea cucumber, which is, of course, the cylindrical relative of starfish and sea urchins. And he dropped it in a bucket of water, which he placed in a refrigerated room. Sometime later, an eel-like fish swam out, and I'm quoting from National Geographic magazine, swam out of the sea cucumber's anus. It wasn't alone. Another wriggled out, and another. After 10 hours, 14 fish had evacuated the sea cucumber's arse. They were between 10 and 16 centimetres long, and another one stayed inside. Now, this obviously is a big story that's causing a lot of debate. On the line, I've got someone who is very much thinks that, we should see an end to bottoms. Bottoms have had their day. Is that right? Line one, against bottom.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
I think they are an abomination,
yes.
Really, and I think we can do without them. We can get rid of them.
Right, now, Sarah, and I know that's your name, it's an emotive issue, isn't it, Sarah? Because, I mean, but all bottoms or just some bot?
Just all of them. I think all bottoms, especially people bottoms,
yes,
are something that we should kind of work on phasing out. I think the it 2016,
yes,
I feel like we've got to the point where we can do without bottoms.
Right, so you don't want to see an immediate end to bottoms, but you'd rather see...
Well, I would like to see an immediate end to bottoms,
yes.
But I feel like at this stage we will need to kind of install a plan. I think the government needs to install a plan so that over the next few years, maybe by 2020, we've got rid of bottoms.
Bottoms. Would you, I mean, in what, you know, because there are a lot of people thinking now, well, how would we do that? I mean, how would we go go to the toilet. But of course, you know, I know you know that in Sweden they've run trials of this already, which is have been very successful actually. They're, in Sweden, for the last 2 years, they have been removing people's bottoms, but they've had what they've had to do, and it's a medical procedure. But essentially, you have to rewire people's insides. So they've done it on humans as well, and if that's successful, they are going to translate this to rats. They rewire the insides of human people, don't they? In order for the what it does is enable them to sick up a poo.
Yeah. Yes, and I feel like here in the UK, we're at the point where we should. I mean, what barbaric society do we live in where we're not routinely removing people's bottoms? I feel like if we on the NHS, yeah. You should be able to sign up, get your bottom removed, and then eventually we'll work on kind of engineering evolution so that hopefully. We'll be able to have babies born without bottoms, so then we won't need to do the bottom removal procedure.
Okay, Sarah, hang on the line there, because I've got Charles on line too, who's very much got the opposing point of view, very much in favour of keeping bottoms.
Couldn't agree more with bottoms. Love bottoms, all bottoms, rears, rumps, posteriors, jacksies, love them all. And I think the main thing that Sarah's been saying there, aside from ridiculous willingness to burden the NHS with further problems and issues, is quite fundamentally, what are we going to sit on? Does she want to sit on her own pelvis? How would you like that, can I ask?
Sarah is asking, would you like to sit on your own pelvis?
Well, I feel like once we've removed bottoms, we will evolve into a more relaxed workplace. I feel like if we are all lying down at work instead of sitting down on our bottoms, when you're sitting on your bottom, you're very slouched over and it hurts your back. If you're lying down with maybe a computer above you, your back is much better. So by removing the bottom, you're actually helping back problems and good posture.
This is absolute nonsense. I can't believe precisely what I'm hearing. Bottoms for so long have been the sort of linchpin of our entire culture. Everything that we are and the way that we interact with one another has been centred on bottoms. And what Sarah wants to do is erode that, erode our British culture. Yeah. But she seems to think she can, you know, storm in and just conclude that bottoms aren't important. Bottoms are important. And I'd like to know, you know, quite frankly, without bottoms, you know, no more mooning. What are we going to do at student protests? We can't moon at anyone anymore.
Yeah.
You know, with no hindquarters. You know, if we didn't have them, there'd be no rear of the year competition.
Yeah.
That's worth £4.5 million to the British economy. And, you know, would Kim Kardashian even be famous?
Yeah, well, it's
the gift that God's given the world. Would we even know about her?
It's a very good question, isn't it? I mean, Sarah, he's got a point about that, isn't it? And the big, I mean, we've just got a text in now. This has just come in from Julian, who just says, what would dogs sniff? And that is, what would they sniff?
Well, that is a good thing. I think dogs maybe would come secondary for bottom removal because they perhaps. You know, need a bottom more, but I do think.
I said, it's like in Sweden. You know, they've done these tests on humans, and if the bottom removal is successful, they are going to move it onto animals, starting with rats and moving on. But I mean, the question is, are you happy, Sarah, with people's insides being rewired so that poo comes
absolutely.
Out of the mouth?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're happy with that.
I mean, just think it. Of course, I'm okay with it. I mean, think about it. How many insults in the playground are based around bottoms?
Yes.
Hey, you're a butthead. You're a bum face.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason they're used as insults is because bottoms are an abomination.
But
to get rid of them.
But don't you think, and I want to bring Charles, I want to bring you back here, but don't you think, though, that it's only going to get worse? Because if we follow the Swedish model and rewire people's insides so that excrement comes out the mouth, don't you think that bum face will become even more of an insult? Because that you're essentially asking the face to do the job of a bottom.
It's possible. Personally, I think those insults, they toughen kids up. They're just a bit of fun. You know, this whole rewiring thing, personally, having spent 3 months the middle part of a human centipede, I'm, you know, very interested in different ideas of how you might rewire bums. It's fascinating, but actually doing away with the bum itself is a problem. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, dogs need something to sniff. Daily Mail photographers need something to sniff.
Yes, that's right. And also the idea, I mean, you did mention, I want to pick you up on this, Charles, you mentioned that the industry, the £1 billion industry that you were talking about there. But I say, won't we make more money? Because think if we go down the route of Sweden and have the poo come out of the mouth. Think about the increase in sales of mouthwash. I mean, surely that'll outweigh any deficit.
It's helpful, but then you think about the chair industry, which has got to go under a massive reconstruction and real issues there for the chair industry. And also, you think the potential problem is, what will the Prime Minister speak out of in the Swedish model? Would he end up talking out of his mouth, potentially?
Yes, which is not what we're used to, is it? You're absolutely
absurd, right. Yeah. Very strange ideas we're playing with here.
What would be your way, Sarah, of actually getting rid of a bottom? I mean, if you were to... Because I don't think the Swedes have essentially just tightly bound the bottom up, haven't they? Like until it sort of rots and falls off. But, I mean, what is that your preferred method?
I mean, if I may return to our previous point very quickly, think of the amount of rainforest we would save if we didn't need toilet paper. But yes, I feel like...
No. I have to stop you there, because you've still got to wipe your face, haven't you?
Well...
Follow that Swedish model.
Well, but that's the Swedish model. The Swedish model is a prototype. There could always be the model of maybe having a little hatch on your tummy.
Yes.
Open up your tummy, and then just scoop it all out into a little bowl. You know, move the bowl somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, there's no wiping involved at all.
Well, there you go, Charles. There's an answer for you. So, we lose the buttocks, but we take the poo out through a tummy hatch.
Well, for a start, you're now talking about the collapse of the toilet paper industry, so I'd like to know how many industries Sarah would like to ruin today. And, equally, we all love legs, bums and tums down the gym. What would Sarah like to rename that to? Legs and tums? I don't think so. And frankly, the only reason I can see that Sarah's making this argument so fervently is that Sarah is a bum.
He's calling you a bum, Sarah.
Well, I mean, I take that very personally. I mean, here's the point I'd like to make. If there were no bums, then what would I get distracted by looking at work? If we got rid of bums, I wouldn't be distracted by looking at them, and I'd get a lot more work done. And I feel like I speak for the majority of Britain here.
You wouldn't have such a good time. If you take away everyone's bahookies, you know, like I say, the whole Daily Mail sidebar's going down the drain. And equally, you know, Sarah, I'm worried about children's rights here, because for a long time we've been spanking children on their buttocks, no harm done. Suddenly, what are you proposing? We spank them on their faces? Preposterous. We need a good sitzfleisch for us all to be able to spank our children on.
Hang on, Sarah, let me just come in here with some texts that are coming in on this subject. People saying not just the Swedish model, John, also in what they're doing in Germany is trialling not rewiring the inside of human beings to make them sick up poos, but rather what they're doing is removing the buttocks but grafting on an icing bag of the kind used to pipe onto cakes where the bottom used to be, and so still disposing of one's mess in the back area. I mean, is that something you'd be prepared to look at?
Well, I feel like we need to try all available options at this point. I mean, the German and the Swedish model have both proved relatively successful. Yeah. Of course, there's the French model of just getting a cork and just, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's the Paula Radcliffe model of just doing it in a gutter.
Yes.
I feel like at this point we need to
get our top boffins, bottom boffins on this. We've got Germany working on it. We've got Sweden working on it. We've got France working on it. And I feel like Britain really needs to pull ahead and work on this bottom removal industry and, you know.
Final word, Charles, to you. Can you sum up this debate in one word for me?
Badonkadonk.
And Sarah, final word.
Booty.
Thank you. And there we must leave the debate. If you want to get involved in this debate about whether or not bottoms, and whether we still need them, and whether we should be looking to other countries and following their model of removing bottoms from human beings, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered...
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
S is for...
spa retreat.
A
is for...
aromatherapy treatments.
L is for...
lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 12-tube box of GP200 silicon sealant for just £11.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M4 in Berkshire is still closed for the ongoing recovery of a lorry which overturned between junctions 13 for Newbury and 11 at Reading. It happened much earlier today. Recovery continues, like I say. You are being diverted, but routes around Newbury and Reading are incredibly busy as a result of the closure. The M11 in Essex is closed as well. North junctions 8 through to 9 near Bishop Stortford. That's because of a lorry fire. Very slow on the approach. M6 North at junction 11 for Cannock is heavy because of an accident. And through Seaham in County Durham, the northbound A19 closed because of a serious accident around the A182. I'm Jarena Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, you! Yes, you! Would you like to win some meat? Chicken, beef or lamb, that is your choice. Or a box of organic veg. If you would, then I now cordially invite you to take part in this afternoon's game of Dead or Alive. I've got a list of things. Are they dead? Are they alive? If you score some points, you can win the meat or the veg. If you'd like to, the lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then, you know, write the word dead or something, and then we will call you back. It's that simple. Just register an interest, we will phone you, and you can be on in about 20 minutes playing Dead or Alive. Before all of that, however, some of your reactions coming into the big debate this afternoon, which was of course about whether or not we should keep arses. What have you got, Cornelius?
I'm voting bums it has come. Yeah. From Danny, who says hashtag give the booty the boot.
Yes.
Paul says he's into bottoms.
Yes.
As does Ross.
Okay. Bottoms are so pre-9/11. Get rid of them, has just come in here. The colour mentions of the Buttock Mountain, of course, which we everyone knows about that. But this is after Sweden and Germany have both removed people's buttocks now. But, of course, the question, which we didn't really touch on in that, is what do you do with the buttocks? You know, now, of course, we've got the European Buttock Mountain, which exists. Redeploy the arses. This is coming from Phil. He lives in Clifton. Redeploy the arses as bike racks or as the government's culture secretary. So if you've got a reaction to whether or not we should keep bottoms, then do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word bum.
And you're listening to the radio that is Talk. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. It is a Wednesday and it is time for this afternoon's diversity paper review. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you will know that we are the most diverse programme on the air. And I had to sit at home and watch the other day as Lenny Henry got a BAFTA, for a special BAFTA for being all diverse. I do a speech about diversity. Yeah, well, I do more than a speech, Lenny Henry. I put the diversity people right front and centre, in front of and centre of the microphone, don't I? Where's my BAFTA? Fine. Okay, so it's a diversity paper review. There's another diversity. He's interviewed the papers. It's Johnny. He is a...
Drew.
Hello.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Yes, it is. Well done. Good start. So you're reviewing the papers?
Yeah, that's correct.
What's in them?
In the papers today, we're talking about X Factor, we're talking about Gold Nugget, and we're talking about a ban at work.
Fine. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the latest X Factor gossip.
Oh, God.
So it's coming back again.
Is this news, though, again?
I mean...
It's in the papers, right? Is it?
Lenny Henry got a BAFTA for sleeping in a hotel room over a year.
Yes.
That made the news.
Fine.
If that can make the news, any X Factor can make the news.
Fine, go on. I know it's your area of expertise. Go on, carry on.
We can talk about Brexit if you want.
No, let's talk about...
Are you sure?
Let's talk about Brex Factor.
Ha, ha. Ha, ha. So, yes. Grimmy was obviously kicked off the show.
What do you say, obviously?
Obviously.
Let's go back a bit. Grimmy?
Grimy. Nick Grimshaw, off of Radio 1, was drafted last year. He ended last year. He was out.
Was he? What did he do wrong?
What did he do right?
Okay, fine.
Cheryl Spagbol has decided to leave as well.
She's the violent, punchy one.
She's the violent, punchy one?
Yeah.
You're listening to Steve Allen quite a lot now, aren't you?
I know this about her. I know that she punched a toilet attendant full in the face. I've mentioned this many times. She was called a violent thug by a judge, and she has a conviction for assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Everyone seems to have forgotten it. And then they gave her a job of being the face of makeup. Presumably that makeup was just to cover up a broken face that she'd punched in a nightclub toilet.
Oh, two jokes in 2 minutes. You are on the ball today. And the final person on the lineup last year, other than Simon Cowell, obviously, was Rita Ora, who was poached from The Voice.
She's too orangey for crows.
Well, at least you know who she is, so, I mean...
Well, not that's really. Is she the one that... Hang on.
Don't backtrack now and pretend that you don't know who she is.
No.
You know who she is.
No, I know the name, obviously, because she's too orangey for crows. But is she the one that JZ was slipping little JZ into, or not? Is that her? Is that her?
She was doing... Yes, that is. And she was in 50 Shades of Grey, where she learned a lot.
Fine. All right. Okay.
I do like that you call him JZ, not Jay-Z, though. Really down with the adults, aren't you?
Yes.
So, Rita Ora, apparently...
It's just proper grammar. Go on.
Rita Ora has decided now that she wants to leave the show, rather than being forced off. She thought she would walk before she would be pushed.
Right. So, it's... But really, she's been fired, and this is just PR spin.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Same as what happened with Caroline Flack, who was presenting it, and Ollie Murs was told, you know, oh, he needs to do his music career, and Caroline was just sacked. So, they've done the same thing again with Rita Ora.
Right. This is just... Why did... I mean, can't Cal make his mind up? I mean, he always fires someone from that programme, doesn't he? And then it's in the news. It's just nonsense, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. The publicity is starting again. The auditions are starting again. Yeah. So...
You employ someone to do a job, then you get rid of them because they're slightly out of favour. It's like working in radio.
I was going to say, it's just like you, isn't it?
Thanks for bringing that up. Carry on.
It's alright.
So Rita Ora is going. Any word of... I don't care. Who's going to replace it?
Don't call her it. She's a she, and she's a her.
Well, she's just a meat puppet. This season's fashionable thing, and then there'll be another one along on the conveyor belt.
I mean,
show
if she's
in
a meat
minute.
Product, does that mean you'll be giving her away on your show?
On Dead or Alive quiz today.
That's the one.
Which we're doing next. No. I could give Rita Ora away as a prize, no one would call in. Apart from you.
Well, because you'd keep her for yourself, or...?
No, I don't know what she looks like.
Little John, little Jay-Z.
That's a weird image you've just conjured up, isn't it?
I just wanted to make a size joke again, to be honest with you. It's the first one I can think of.
Fine.
So the latest rumours are it could be one of the boys from the X Factor, from One Direction, such as Louis or Liam. Other rumours are Sharon Osbourne could be coming back with Nicole Scherzinger and Louis Wolf.
Scherzinger's surname just sounds like the sort of thing you want to say after a joke.
It just sounds like a lemonade.
You just want to go like an American comedian coming out and going, Hey guys, I'm here.
You've said that already.
I'm just impersonating an American. Hey guys,
that's four.
I'm here all week. Try to veal, Scherzinger. It's like that, isn't it? It's just like a little. It's like a comedian's. Hey, that's a Scherzinger.
That's five hays you've said in 30 seconds. More hays on the way next. You going to say hey again?
What have you got next?
Hey. Moving on to the work ban. Now, the BBC News are reporting today that in Paris, there's a plan to ban work emails out of hours. So, effectively, you do your shift, so, you know, we're all employed for 8 hours plus an hour lunch that we don't actually get given, and then you don't look at your emails again. And on weekends, at night, you don't do anything to do with work.
Right.
Now, this is in, of I presume, normal working environments. In the industry we're in, obviously that doesn't happen.
No.
You know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you're answering your phone still. So, what do you think about this? Would you, as a radio presenter...
This isn't a proper job, is it? What I do. So it's hard to tell, because my job just consists of talking crap. And your job consists of working on Paul Ross producing crap.
Is that producing crap?
So, I've heard
it. No, not crap in that sense, just I was leading on from your line.
No, I've heard it. You can't really equate this with a normal job, can you? So, you can't. But I mean, for people who do an 8-hour job, I think it's perfectly healthy not to carry on in the evenings and then do it. You know, just be able to forget work and then come back to it the next morning.
It's
how it used to be before the emails, wasn't it?
So that was okay for the normal people who do 8 hours a day. What about the non-normal people who do 12 hours a day then?
Well, yeah, but if your job tells you you have to do 12 hours, or it's a set amount a week, I don't know. I mean, what scenario? Give me a job scenario. I mean, what are they saying? What sort of jobs are they saying in the newspaper?
Do you know what? They actually don't give a job because it should be for everyone. It's the President Francis Holland School Societist Party is about to vote on this.
Oh, right.
And it's this right to disconnect. I mean,
well, it'd be an interesting experiment, wouldn't it? I mean, there's probably always jobs that did that, but that made you work all the time. But overall, like, it might make society a nicer place, don't you think?
Well, it makes you relax a bit more, but I can't switch off. Even when I go on holiday, I'm always checking my emails. I'm always thinking about the next guest that we're going to book for the show. So
yeah.
I don't stop. You know, 10 o'clock last night, I was booking Shell Baker off of Bucksviz to come on the show to talk about Eurovision tomorrow. She'll be on at 8:40 on the full set breakfast of Paul Ross. I ate dinner at her house once, and she had no idea who I was. It's a true story, that.
This has taken a turn. You ate dinner at Cheryl Baker's house?
From Bucksviz.
Why? I don't want to ask this, but why?
Because I needed to make my mind up of where I was going to go for dinner. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to go to Cheryl Baker's house.
Bucksviz joke. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We had Bucksviz. We actually had a Bucksviz ice cream.
I'd have been disappointed if you hadn't. Yeah. Did she rip her skirt off at any point?
Oh, yeah. Creepy, that sounds.
Really was, that really was creepy. No, why were you having dinner at Cheryl Baker's house?
I did a TV show called Who's Doing the Dishes on ITV, and she was one of our people.
You mentioned
on
that before.
Which, I don't know if Cheryl's going to remember me tomorrow when we speak. Aggie McKenzie knew exactly who I was when she came on the show
who?
The other week. Aggie McKenzie from How Clean Is Your House? You know Kim and Aggie, the short one?
Move on.
Anyway, so she came and I was like, oh, do you remember me? She goes, yeah. I was like, oh. Nice to see you.
Yeah, but they're sort of... Yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, okay. So, Cheryl, but what were we talking about? I've actually forgotten.
Working
hours. What's that got to do with Cheryl Baker?
So I put that in at, like, 10 o'clock last night. I was like, oh, Cheryl Baker. So then you book it in, and
no,
I think...
Yeah, but no one's interested in you or your job, right? People are interested...
True.
People go through life, listening to this with, like, what I would call a proper, worthy job. You know, I think the world would be a better place if you just said, right, we'll stop at 6 o'clock and give it a rest for the evening and then pick it up in the morning. I think if everyone just agreed to do that, it would be fine, because then you wouldn't be having to answer emails because no one would be emailing you. So
we get rid of smartphones completely and then you don't have the email option on your phone and it reduces that risk of, oh, I want to check my emails.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever, quick question, do you ever let your messages store up on your phone? So you know you're like WhatsApp to your text. Do you let it go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or do you have to look at it as soon as you get it and if you've got your phone
in? Well, no, because I don't have notifications switched on because it would annoy me. So I literally, just if I remember to look at it, I'll look at it. And sometimes, because Ginger Producer Dave and Asprod Cass and paid intern Cornelius try to communicate with me when I'm not in the building via WhatsApp, I'll look at it 3 days later and there'll be 102 messages, which is mostly them complaining that I haven't looked at any of the messages. That's what happens.
I remember I was asleep in the afternoon a couple of weeks ago and I woke up to 207 WhatsApps from producers Rachel and Alex talking about the show.
There you go, see?
207.
But didn't it feel good to switch off and get out of it?
No, I was like, oh my God, I've missed out on so much. Then you have to catch up on it and then you've got your own points you
want
to add.
Or literally.
Which are so much later.
Literally ignore it. There.
I wish that was true.
Done.
I wish you could do that.
Done.
Moving on.
Yeah, what do we got?
Our final story today is about a bride who basically complained that £100 was not enough for wedding presents.
Okay.
So she said, well, look, she was getting married and all these presents. And you know that you do these lists online now. You get like shops like John Lewis. You can do your
wedding list. Yes.
Yep. And it will have the products on there. And, you know, you as a guest go, ooh, what do I get for that for the bride and groom? And apparently £100 is not enough. Now, I'm young. I'm 23 years old.
Yeah.
At about 15. Look about 80. I don't have £100 to spend on a wedding gift.
No.
And I think sometimes, you know, you go, you can either go down the sentimental route, or they want you to just buy products for the house. If they're going to move out, if you get married, they move into a house.
Yes. Well, that's very old-fashioned, though, isn't it, now? I think.
Well, I saw a wedding list, and it was like 8 teaspoons.
Right. When I got married, I deliberately put stupid things on the wedding list just to see what would happen.
And
seriously, what I did, I went online, and my wife was putting things like, I don't know, towels or something, probably, I don't know. And I was putting things like, and putting links, because you do it, yeah. As you say, you send it to people. I found a link to an old aircraft carrier that was for sale from the Russian Navy. And I put a link to that. I put a link to military helicopters. I think basically everyone thought I was planning a coup, but I just put a list. I just found things on the internet that were stupid,
still,
that were for sale. Thanks, and just put that on the list.
And did people buy that for you?
Let me think. No, we got towels. Anyway, Johnny, thank you very much for your Jewish diversity paper review. It's been I'd like to say it's been a pleasure,
which you can do,
but it hasn't. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At 3:35. Good afternoon. A little bit late. That's Johnny's fault. Here's Victoria with the news.
The threat level from Northern Ireland-related terrorism in Britain has been raised from moderate to substantial. It means a terror attack in England, Scotland or Wales is a strong possibility because of what the Home Office calls continuing dissident Republican activity. Nigeria's president says there's no need for David Cameron to apologise for his corruption gaffe yesterday. The Prime Minister was caught describing the country as one of the most corrupt in the world, but Muhammadu Buhari, who's arrived in London for a summit on the issue tomorrow, seems to agree with him.
Would you like to see an apology from the Prime Minister?
No, no, not at all.
Is Nigeria fantastically corrupt?
Yes.
Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy says both sides made great efforts over last year's Chinese state visit here after the Queen was caught on camera describing the Republic's officials as very rude. The Culture Secretary, John Whittingdale, has denied claims he wants to prevent the BBC from screening popular shows at peak viewing times. He's confirmed his long-awaited plans for the future of the corporation will be put before the Commons tomorrow. The European Commission has blocked mobile operator Three's proposed takeover of O2. It says it's worried about a falling competition and a potential rise in prices for customers. And new female emojis have been designed by Google, including engineers, farmers, plumbers and chemists. That aims at promoting gender equality after concerns too many of the characters look like men. The weather, a few showers lingering in the south tonight, otherwise mainly dry with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be sunny spells, but it'll feel breezy. Isolated showers may develop across western parts. There's more in half an hour.
Some women do look like men.
Yep.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Some men look like women.
Yeah.
So I think that's fine. It's androgynous.
I don't think they were androgynous, Jim.
I don't think we should differentiate. I think we should all just be people.
Wow.
Do they do a newsreader emoji? A lady newsreader emoji?
Not that I'm aware of.
What would you have on it if it was your choice to have a lady newsreader emoji?
Yep.
What would you want on it?
Glasses and paper.
What?
On human, obviously.
Okay. Why?
Because I wear glasses so I can read properly. Otherwise, I can't read. And
but you're wearing glasses now, and I heard that bulletin.
So hilarious. And I have to read off paper, and I like to shuffle them and pretend I'm official.
You got any weather?
I've already done it!
Oh, don't listen!
I hate that. So obnoxious.
Don't listen. That was Victoria. She's got the... she had the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash, the other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time now, and we've just got some reactions very quickly coming in, I think. Some reactions. What reactions? Who's been reacting via our reaction line, which is, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Reactions very welcome. What have you got?
Fishing rods are cool. And he says, that's real talk. That's from Danny. And John says, thing is with these boomerang throwers, it'll all come back to them.
I've got one here that just says, 999. And that's a German man calling an ambulance. That's come in there. And we're not going to take it. That's very, that's from Niche Twisted Sister joke. It's coming up to that time I said a minute ago, but before very much longer, I think, we should try and, find out how much of the news Cornelius has seen. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Cornelius. Have you seen
any?
Have you, Cornelius, Susan, Electroencephalograph, Melanie, Kumquat, Mendez, to give you your full name,
yeah,
seen any of the news?
Yes. No.
Fine.
No.
Well, it's complicated, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't get my head around it. I couldn't even find it.
Well, I can help you with this because this is where we explain the news by distilling it down to its purest form. The purest form, of course, of the news is that of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Calls Chinese rude. At least she didn't call them slitty-eyed like Philip.
As quoted in all the papers this morning. It's not all the Queen's done, by the way. We're getting breaking news this afternoon. I don't know whether this is breaking news, and Victoria will have more of this at 2 o'clock, but the Queen, apart from calling the Chinese rude, has been... just coming in now. The Queen has been named as the main attacker of the Manchester United coach last night.
Really?
Yeah, Her Majesty the Queen, not content with insulting the Chinese, teamed up with Prime Minister David Cameron, who, of course, has insulted the Nigerians and the Afghan governments by calling them corrupt, was seen with the Queen throwing bricks and other items at the Manchester United coach. That is news that's just breaking. It's Her Majesty the Queen there. That was at Upton Park, of course, yesterday. Victoria will have more on that in the main news. It's after David Cameron's corruption gaffe as well. Corruption gaffe, of course, is something that an MP, House, an MP pays for with offshore funds. Funny.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's like because it's a corruption
gaffe. Ah, yeah, so, no, it's I've good, yeah.
I just bought a corruption gaffe. Corruption gaffe, and I, with my offshore fund. They don't talk like that, the MPs. Oh, I've just bought a corruption house.
Yeah, you have to talk corruption heist. To them.
I call it a gaffe. with my fund. Anyway, do you know what? There's meat to give away.
Yes.
I know. All veg, we're not racist. In a game, like Prince Philip, in a game of dead or alive, we will do it next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M4 in Berkshire is still closed for the ongoing recovery of a lorry which overturned between junctions 13 for Newbury and 11 at Reading. It happened much earlier today. Recovery continues, like I say. You are being diverted, but routes around Newbury and Reading are incredibly busy as a result of the closure. The M11 in Essex is closed as well. North junctions 8 through to 9 near Bishop Stortford. That's because of a lorry fire. Very slow on the approach. M6 North at junction 11 for Cannock is heavy because of an accident. And through Seaham in County Durham, the northbound A19 closed because of a serious accident around the A182. I'm Jarena Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It's 4:15. And it is time to give away the meat in a game where we have a list of things, and you simply have to tell us on the radio whether they are dead or... I have not a six string on my back, but if I was playing for keeps, I might well make it back armed with meat. We've got chicken, we've got beef, we've got lamb to give away. Or if you happen to be one of those vegetarian ones, we've also got veg to give away because I'm not racist. So, on the telephone to play, dead or alive, is a man. He's on the line we have here in the studio that's based on Pi 3.142. It's line 3.142. He's called Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Hi, mate. Hi, John.
Yeah, very good. Well done. Well done, Ben. I mean, that's a good...
It's a long day at work.
It's certainly a good start, isn't it? I like a man... Do you know what I like? I like a man who greets himself. I think that's a bold start to any call.
Sorry, it's been a very long day at work.
Very much like it. A man who just goes, yeah, hi, me. Yeah, yeah, I'm with it. Yeah. Yeah, oh, hello, me. Sorry, Ben, don't worry about it. Ben, where do you work?
I work at Debenhams.
Debenhams, good. And what do you do in Debenhams?
I work as a food services advisor.
Food service? What the hell does that mean?
Basically, it's a fancy term for a waiter, more or less.
Okay, fine. Right.
People with food.
Yeah.
And I also wipe up the tables after people leave all their food on it.
Yeah.
You know, all that sort of stuff.
Do you walk up to the tables and go, hi, Ben, to yourself as you sort of walk up there?
All the time, John.
Good.
All the time.
Glad to hear it. So, working in the food industry then, you'll be very keen on our prizes of meat or veg, of course, Ben. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
What, should you score enough points on Dead or Alive, what are you going to go for, the meat or the veg?
Oh, the meat, of course.
Which of the meats will you go for? Will you go for the chicken, the beef, or the a lamb?
Chicken. Good crap, please. Chicken.
Chicken. It's not the most popular, but it is a standard.
Yeah, it's good.
So, let's call it a wedding breakfast standard, the chicken.
Okay.
Right, game of Dead or Alive. Ben, this is how it works. I've got a list of things. They're either dead or alive. You just tell me whether they're dead or alive. And keeping score will be paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Right.
Hi, Cornelius.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Cornelius.
Here we go. In a game of Dead or Alive. So, dead or alive, Ben.
Okay.
My Uncle Paul.
Oh, That's hard. Joe, I'm asking, how old are you, John?
Why is that relevant?
Well, because I imagine your uncle's a little bit older than you.
I'm not giving you any clues.
Okay, I'm just going to go with dead.
My Uncle Paul is alive. Here's a fact, though. Once committed an arrestable offence with a family pet. Should be in prison.
Oh.
Uncle Paul. can read all about that in my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, available on Amazon now.
I'll buy it on my shift then.
Okay, good. Paid intern Cornelius's sweary nan, dead or alive?
I'm going to go with dead again.
Oh, Cornelius.
She's alive.
She's alive.
Oh.
She's alive.
She swears, she's taught me all the swear words I know.
She's alive and sweary.
Yeah.
An old sweary nan. Is she a racist nan?
She is, yes.
Excellent. Classic nan. Right, dead or alive, old Mrs. Harris.
Okay. I feel like this is the trick. You know, I've been saying dead for the last two ones. I'm going to stick with dead.
Are you?
Yeah, I'll stick with dead.
Well, old Mrs. Harris, she lives near me. She's 96. Her curtains were open this morning, so she can chalk up another win. She's alive.
Great.
Ask me again tomorrow. dead or alive, the case, seemingly, against Cliff Richard.
Oh, well, there was something in the news recently, yeah. So I think... I'm going to go with alive.
Yes, that's right. The files were handed to the Crown Prosecution Service yesterday regarding that awkward business. dead or alive, BBC Radio 4 comedy programme, Ringers.
Oh, I've never actually listened to that before.
Great. Do you want to explain why that's funny, Cornelius?
You used to work on that show, didn't you?
Co-created it,
you
mate.
You co-created it.
Yeah.
Ben hasn't listened.
It's not for him.
Well, if you co-created it...
Yeah. Ringers, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, it's called Dead Ringers. It's called Dead... That's the point, isn't it?
Losing the title.
It's
I'm not doing too well here, am I?
Dead or alive? Okay. Next question. Dead or alive? The chances of Her Majesty the Queen receiving a warm welcome... if she pops out to the Chinese for a takeaway this weekend.
Well, considering she referred to two of the aides as rude, I'm going to go with dead.
Dead, that's exactly right. Yes, well done. The Hills.
The Hills?
The Hills, dead or alive, The Hills.
Okay, this might be a stupid question, but what is that?
The Hills, dead or alive.
Sound of Music, alive!
No! Because, unfortunately, the Hills, in this case, are a family, the Hills, who lived quite near my parents when I was growing up, and tragically, all three generations of the family were wiped out in an awful paper-folding accident.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Sorry.
No, it's all right, we're over it. Final question. Dead or alive, what Elvis ain't, according to Scouting for Girls, dead or alive?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. What Elvis ain't, according to Scouting...
A-I-N-T?
Yes, according to Scouting for Girls. What Elvis ain't?
Oh, Greg?
Let's find out. Elvis ain't dead. Yes! This is the right answer. Okay, now that's the end of that, but now we have to see how many points you've got, of course, and that involves Ben checking the system. So we're just going to check the system. Can you check the system?
Sure.
Yeah, bear with us, Ben.
Okay.
Just hang on the line. We're going to check the system.
I hope it comes back too. My boss is signaling I need to come back onto shift.
Right. The sad news is, just tell him it's quite a slow system.
I need to put some petrol in the
system. It's going to be a slow system, Alex.
It's run out of petrol.
I'll be along in a moment.
He's going to have to just reboot the... Yeah.
I could win some wedding chicken. Yeah.
Right, it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just checking the...
Very important.
Checking the system. Just bear with us, Ben.
That's all right.
Mm.
It's ready.
Is it ready?
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a quick system today, wasn't it?
Wasn't bad, actually, system around here. Could you tell us?
Yeah, let me just do the it's about algebra again, so I just have to work out.
Sorry, what happens is, Ben, when we put the system, it puts the points, it often puts them out in algebra, so we have to reconvert it back to binary points.
Right. Seems very complicated.
To actual numbers. Just bear with us. What'd you say, man?
Carry that over there.
Okay. So the J over the epsilon.
Yes, but move the epsilon over there.
Okay.
Move the bracket.
Oh, the bracket. Yeah. Okay.
Now.
Right, is that it? I think I've got it.
How many points did he score?
2.
Is that enough to win the chicken?
Yes, it is!
Congratulations!
Yay!
Come on! Ben, well done! You have won some chicken. That is Ben from Debenham. Go away now. But that is Ben from Debenham's on the telephone winning the chicken. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just coming up at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Mr. Sam Delaney will be on the radio. He's on the radio now as well, telling us what will be on the radio after 4 o'clock. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hello. What do you got?
Don't you think the Queen should just quit now?
Yes.
Time she resigned.
Are you calling for her resignation?
Yeah, I'm going to call for her resignation.
Because of the Chinese rudeness.
She's gone mad. She's like Prince Philip, swaggering around the palace, shouting stuff all over the place about the Chinese. It's not an episode of Top Gear, love.
Yeah, well, I mentioned earlier, you know they announced the title of that today, the new Top Gear programme.
Oh, yeah.
That's Clarkson's new programme. But the new presenting lineup, her and David Cameron, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome. Because they
insult the foreigners.
The thing is, you know, if there's one thing, we lost our industry, we lost our empire, and all the rest of it, and we lost our pride, but there's one thing we still lead the world in.
Yep.
And that's banter, of course.
That's right.
And when you look at our national figureheads, the Prime Minister and the Queen, they lead from the front when it comes to bants, don't they?
I do.
And we've seen that this week, so that's quite nice. But at the same time, yeah, she's better off working in broadcasting at somewhere like the BBC, where they appreciate loudmouths.
Yes.
Rather than in the palace.
Yeah.
Unbecoming.
I mean, at least what she should do, because you've got to, as the Queen, you can't be seen to be favouring or not nations, right?
Yeah.
She should now insult every other nation.
Do you know what? I would like the Queen's speech, because the Queen's speech is so boring, and we all know she doesn't write it. I would like the Queen's speech for her to be sat there with a globe.
Yeah.
A butler spins it.
Yeah.
She stops it on a random country.
Excellent.
And whatever country it lands on, she just starts to get stuck. She gets stuck into it for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
with every stereotype she can think
absolutely
about.
Right. I mean, you know, so she's gone Chinese, rude.
Yeah.
France, smell.
Yeah, she's got Italians can't keep their hands off ladies. Yeah. Trust me, I learned the hard way. Say something like that, you know.
I was at those bunga bunga parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And as it is,
not me. That's the Queen speaking.
Yeah,
Queen
would say.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So anyway, by the end of today's show, I'm not going to make a guarantee, but I'm quietly confident we would have forced the Queen into a resignation,
overthrown her,
and then we'll be looking for a new monarch.
Yeah, which you can pick up tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
So you got two shows out of that.
I'm creating my own content.
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Excellent.
What else are we talking about? Well, they're changing the name of Budweiser to America.
No,
that's awesome, isn't it?
Are they?
Yeah, just for the period of the, I think it's just the summer during the Olympics, and they're just changing it to America, and you think, really, America is the only country in the world with a name that is such a strong brand in itself that it just makes something sound cool. I mean, I know there's a lot of cynicism about America.
Yeah.
But literally, if you think about any movie with America or American in it, you always...
You
want to see it.
Yeah, I mean...
American Gigolo.
I mean, you don't get... The Queen wouldn't watch a Chinese werewolf in London, would she? No, she would not.
Absolutely not. It would sound awful. But American werewolf in London, you think, cool werewolf in sunglasses playing the saxophone. Yeah, so...
Okay.
So they're changing their name to America. We're going to find out, you know, I don't know,
why?
Speak to a branding expert, sort of things do.
Just to fill time. Yeah,
just filling time with that for a little bit. And and we'll be talking about the West Ham game last night. But that's very self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Because I, you know...
Are you a West Ham fan?
Yes.
He was there smashing the coach up.
Smashed the coach up.
Did you?
great.
Good work.
Just a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's right. The Queen standing next to him.
Yeah. Do you know the Queen is a West Ham fan, as is Barack Obama, and those are both true facts.
I didn't know that.
So I don't know whether the Queen was there or not, but the behaviour she's been displaying this week, I wouldn't be surprised if she was right in there in the thick of it, windmilling in, as they say.
the takedown of the monarchy after 4 o'clock on Talk Radio. Sam Delaney's next. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 till 4.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.